This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Corey Morris. One American soldier is dead today, and two others have been left wounded following a rocket-propelled grenade attack on a military ambulance in Baghdad. U.S. officials say factions still loyal to Saddam Hussein are responsible now for a series of attacks on Allied soldiers over the past few days. Members of the House Intelligence Committee continue their hearing today concerning pre-war intelligence assessments of Iraq's alleged weapons of mass destruction program, which, of course, the Bush administration used to bolster its case for invasion. Yesterday, panel chairman Porter Goss said the committee would be asking questions about how the, quote, intelligence picture on Iraq's weapons of mass destruction was assembled over time. The ranking Democrat on the committee, California Congresswoman Jane Harman, says she doesn't agree with suggestions the intelligence was actually fabricated, but she also says she does want to know if conclusions concerning Iraq's alleged weapons of mass destruction were based on circumstantial evidence or on real hard information. Secretary of State Colin Powell is still hoping to salvage the latest U.S.-backed Mideast peace plan when he visits the region tomorrow. He'll meet first with Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and also Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas. Abbas has been unable to get Palestinian militants to stop their attacks on Israelis. Rabah Muhanna, who is the leader of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, says the so-called roadmap for peace isn't in the Palestinians' best interests.
When we met Abbas, he showed his ideas about roadmap, about Hudna, and about all issues. We presented our point of view that, in principle, roadmap could never ever be the right way to end the occupation and have our rights.
Powell says he does, however, see signs of progress on a security agreement, at least for northern Gaza. His comments, though, came just hours after another Palestinian suicide bombing that killed a shop owner in northern Israel. Settlers also clashed with Israeli soldiers who were sent in to take down a settlement outpost in the West Bank.
What's the big news in allergy medicine this season? It's a new name in non-drowsy relief, Allivert. New Allivert starts dissolving the instant it touches your tongue, without water. So you can take Allivert inside, outside, in your car, wherever you are. Allivert is non-drowsy 24-hour relief in a quick-dissolving tablet. New Allivert. Allergy medicine you can take right when you need it, wherever you are. Allivert. Use as directed.
This is Dr. Danny. Paul, you're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Danny.
Hey.
Man, listen. We're having a hard time potty training our son.
Well, that's a common problem. How old is your boy?
He's 26.
Paul, I have some bad news. At this age, potty training will be near impossible.
You're kidding me?
No, but Paul, I do have some good news.
All right, man. What?
I just saved a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
First-time unemployment claims fell more than expected last week, those claims falling to 421,000 for the week ending June 14th, down about 13,000 compared to the week before. Economists were predicting a drop of only about 8,000. More research is now suggesting elderly people who challenge themselves mentally can reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease and other dementia. Researchers say reading, doing crossword puzzles, playing an instrument, or simply playing board games can slash the risk by nearly two-thirds compared to people who don't challenge themselves mentally. Studies in the latest edition of the New England Journal of Medicine.
You know, you ought to check your credit report.
But I just don't have time.
I have to clean out the garage.
And take the kids to the doctor.
And balance my checkbook.
And take the dog to the vet.
And mow the lawn.
And do the grocery shopping. And call the bank.
Stop. If you haven't checked your credit report, there's a fast, easy solution. Log on to freecreditreport.com and we'll show you how to find out online what's in your credit report. And get 30 days of our credit check monitoring service free. So don't say,
I'm just too busy.
Log on to freecreditreport.com today.
The World Health Organization is now urging governments worldwide to pour more money into finding a vaccine for SARS. The recent outbreak of the disease is now thought to be contained, but more than 8,500 people were sickened and more than 800 killed. More from correspondent Suzanne Chislett.
The World Health Organization says the coronavirus that causes severe acute respiratory syndrome is mutating faster than previously thought. Scientists attending a conference in Singapore believe it could mutate into an even more dangerous virus, and that means the search for a vaccine is also more difficult. The WHO is concerned that now the number of SARS cases are decreasing. Pharmaceutical manufacturers may also feel the urgent need for a vaccine is disappearing. It's urging companies and governments to step up their research. Suzanne Chislett reporting.
And Max Factor Cosmetics heir and convicted rapist Andrew Luster is in FBI custody today in Mexico. He fled the country and was convicted in absentia in California for nearly 90 charges of rape and sexual assault. The FBI is now trying to get him back to the U.S. I'm Corey Morris. This is IE America Radio Network News. We'll be right back.
I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Ah, the Old West. Bucking Broncos, Calvaries, and water pistols. Thank goodness in Hopalong Cassidy, it's still alive. Under your hood. When we come back, I'll identify one of technology's most wanted. I'm Bobby Likas on the street, talking to people who love their cars. Excuse me, sir, you're putting a car cover on your vehicle?
You bet. I protect my car outside from the weather with a car cover, and from dings and dust when it's inside the garage.
Is it easy to put on?
Easy to put on and take off.
What's it made of?
Blockit fabric by Kimberly Clark. Great protection at a great value.
Take it from people who love their cars. Buy a car cover made from Blockit fabric by Kimberly Clark. If your Bronco or F-150 or LeSabre is bucking, it could be from a clogged injection system. A wonder of modern technology, fuel injection systems like tiny water pistols squirt precise amounts of gas into each cylinder. But like clogged arteries, when injectors become restricted with debris, gas flow slows. Result? Vehicles that stutter and waste fuel. For healthy injection systems, don't depend on the Calvary. Once a year, pour a double dose of injector cleaner into a full tank of gas. Run that tank out, then replace the fuel filter. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
Welcome to the Peter Werby Show with special guest host Curtis Ellis. Give Curtis a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Curtis.
Hey, gang, have we got a show today? Man, this is a meeting. This is a convocation of the congregation to save the nation. My name is Curtis Ellis, and I am here today with you, brothers and sisters, to find out how we can save this nation, how we can take it back from the infidels who are in control. Today, as I speak, senators on the Commerce Committee are deciding whether they want to roll back the new FCC media ownership rules. Rules that would allow big corporations even more control over everything we see and hear on television, on the radio, and in print. Like they don't have enough control already. As if we have a free press in this country. Well, in case you didn't know, we do not have a free press in this country. I'm going to call a spade and put it bluntly. We live in a one-party state. A one-party state ruled by one party, the corporations, which run the Republican Party and control the federal government. They are the same party that decides what gets on television, what you, the American citizen, will see and hear. They decide what gets on television, but they do it by saying that you decide what gets on. They say, we only put on what you want to watch. If you didn't want to watch it, we wouldn't put it on. We go by the ratings, and you determine the ratings. We didn't talk about the FCC ownership rules because no one would be interested in hearing about that. Nevertheless, 750,000 people sent their comments to the FCC. These people, these corporations were wrong about what the American people want to see and hear. But they say they only put on what you want to see and what you want to hear. The ratings rule. When the Taliban took over Afghanistan and hung people from lampposts like rotten fruit, Lynn Rainier, a senior producer at MSNBC, I am not afraid to name names today, she said we could not show those pictures because the American people wouldn't want to see them. It is too disturbing. So as a result of Lynn Rainier's bloodless choice, the American people did not know about the evil that was afoot in the world. And I say today, Lynn Rainier and all the people like her have the blood of 3,000 people in New York and Washington who died on September 11th. The blood is on her hands. They say they put on what's popular. Well, that means that Jesus couldn't get on TV today because Jesus didn't say what was popular. Jesus said what was true. He said what was true. And when Moses came down from Mount Sinai and saw the people worshiping the golden calf, he didn't say, I am going to worship the golden calf because that is what is popular. No! He threw down the tablets of the Ten Commandments. He stuck by what was true. And Martin Luther King didn't say what was popular. No, he said what was true. Even Adolf Hitler didn't say what was popular. Adolf Hitler was elected by a minority of the German people. But he kept on saying it and saying it and saying it, and eventually it became popular. I am not here today to say what's popular. I am here to say the truth. And if you are ready to hear the truth, and if you are ready to speak the truth, call 800-825-5937. If you are ready to testify, you are at the right place. If you want to hear comforting lies, eyewash, balderdash, go someplace else. Listen to the animals on the other stations. Michael Cannibal, Michael Barbarian, Savage, whatever his name is. They'll tell you what you want to hear. They'll tell you everything is okay. But that's not what's going on. I'm here to say we need a revolution in this country. We need to change how we think and how we're governed. We cannot allow the big corporations that do business with the government to control the most powerful medium of communication in the history of our nation. If we care about this country, we have to do something. If you're ready to figure out what we need to do and how to do it, I say call right now, 800-825-5937. We need a revolution. That does not mean we need guns. Does not mean I'm advocating the violent overthrow of this government. It means we have to get involved. The truth is, we live in a one-party state, one party that controls the government, that controls the mass media. It is not the party of God. It is the party of the golden calf. Party that is worshiping the almighty dollar, a doctrine that teaches if it doesn't have money, if it doesn't make money, it has no value. These people say they only put on TV what's popular. If it can't sell soap and cars and deodorant and drugs, it shouldn't be on TV. They want to get rid of public radio. They want to get rid of public television. They want to get rid of everything that doesn't have an ad on it. Art. Well, if people don't want to buy the art, it shouldn't be made. So what can we do about it? What can we do? Well, I was watching C-SPAN the other day, and there's this very interesting phenomenon called the Internet. There's a site called Meetup. Meetup.com, M-E-E-T-U-P.com. And this is using the Internet, which has taken people away from each other, gotten people stretched out on wired telephone connections where they don't see each other, and it's using that very medium to bring people together, where they actually meet. They make appointments and meet, and this is not some kind of kiddie porn thing. This is where they meet in groups and local cafes and coffee houses or bars or bowling alleys. People of similar interests meet each other and use the computer to do that. And then there's MoveOn.org, which was started during the impeachment scandal. And this organization is now bringing people together, progressive people, left-wing people, so that they can pool their resources. It was used as a fundraising tool. So while there is the big media, which has long been in the pocket of the corporations, there is another medium. And it is not hopeless. I am here today to tell you it is not hopeless, that it is not over. The fight is not over. It's just begun. But we have to realize that it is a fight. And it is a fight to the death of democracy. What is going on is of such dramatic consequence that we cannot rely on business as usual. The Democratic Party, if they want to win, they have to stop being reasonable. Half measures are not enough. They have to go whole hog all the way out there because that's what they're up against. They're up against fanatics, true believers, who think they are doing God's will on earth by tearing down everything we have known and grown up with in this country. All of the institutions that have created the country, which we have known our entire lives, they have marked for the wrecking ball. This mob in Washington wants to tear down everything we've ever known, and they're doing it in the name of an ideology that has not been tested, which has never worked, and any time it has been tried, it has led to the impoverishment of the people. The Democratic Party has to get out and say it just like that. They have to expose this president for the liar that he is. They have to tell the people that this man is a dry drunk who is constitutionally incapable of being honest. They cannot be like Senator Kerry from Massachusetts, who says it's too early to ask where are the weapons of mass destruction, the weapons that this drunk used to drive us into war. No. Every day we must be asking, where are the weapons? Why did you tell us that? Why did you use forged documents? Why did you lie to us? And he lies time and again, and it has to be pointed out just like that. It's not polite. It seems impolitic, but it's good politics. And we should ask some of the soldiers over there in Iraq, some of the people who've been turned into tin ducks in that shooting gallery in the middle, ask them if they want to die for Bush's reelection. I will bet that they are not so keen on being over there. I'd like to hear from someone who has talked to a soldier in Iraq. Tell me if I'm wrong. Maybe they love being over there. Maybe they think they are protecting this country. Some of them probably do. I'd like to hear. Call 800-825-5937. Maybe you know someone over there. Maybe you're married to someone over there. Maybe you have a brother or a cousin or a sister-in-law over there, and you've heard from them. Remember, revolutions are built on lost wars and unhappy soldiers. All of the monarchies in Europe were overthrown when those countries lost a war. The Russian Revolution, the German monarchy, the Kaiser, gone. The Russian Tsar, gone after World War I. Austria-Hungary, gone. All of the countries that lose wars have a revolution. It is not a coincidence that the great upheaval in this country came with the failure of Vietnam. When the military is supreme, everything stays the same. But when people realize the bankruptcy of war, that's when change happens. Talk to those soldiers. Get them on the record expressing what they feel. If they think they are happy, if they are ready to die for Bush's reelection, because that's what this war is about. It's about creating a war president on any pretext whatsoever. And the Democrats can't run for the White House. They have to run for the White House and both houses of Congress. Go for all of it if they want anything to happen. 1-800-825-5937. My sermon is over and I want to hear from you.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Attention all plaintiffs. If personal injury, medical malpractice, accident, or other disaster has left you helpless and desperate, call now 800-586-5493 and receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Express lawsuit funding provides no risk, no payments needed cash to people with pending lawsuits. The money is yours until your case settles. You pay nothing. We only collect when your lawsuit settles. Call us now. 800-586-5493. Your lawsuit has merit, and the cash is yours to do with whatever you need. Take care of living expenses, credit cards, car payments. No payments needed until your case settles. No employment requirements. No credit checks. Call now. 800-586-5493. Your cash is waiting for your call. Express Lawsuit Funding is waiting to help you. Call 800-586-5493.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
Tired of the same old conservative blather on talk radio? Want a different slant on politics in the world than what's offered up by right-wing wacko talk show hosts? Then join me, Peter Werby, 2 to 5 p.m. It's my new time. That's Eastern Time. Weekdays for an alternative not often heard on the AM band. If you want to hear a talk show host that opposes Bush's wars, challenges corporate rule, defends the interests of working people, the environment, and a woman's right to choose, then join me, Peter Werby, in my new time slot, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yes, I'm calling about the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off...
Why?
...is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
It's the Peter Werby Show with special guest host Curtis Ellis. Give Curtis a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Curtis.
Hey, you heard that number, 800-825-5937. Curtis Ellis here with you for the next little while. And I'd love to hear from you what you are thinking about today. Hey, you know, there's something I've been meaning to ask you guys for a while now. I was on the subway the other day. And I saw somebody reading a catalog. They were sitting across from me, and they were reading the Eastern Findings Corporation catalog. And it said, for all of your findings needs. Now, I always thought that findings were something that you got out of a survey. You know, you always hear about 60,000 people were surveyed, and CBS, ABC, Washington Post poll, and the findings showed that 60% of the people thought that George Bush is a real dork, but 75% think he's doing a good job. Well, so, but this little catalog from the Eastern Findings Corporation, it didn't have poll results in it. From what I could tell, it had little doodads and whatchamacallits and thingamajigs in it. And for all of your findings needs, you're supposed to call Eastern Findings Corporation. Now, I didn't have a chance to ask that woman who was reading this catalog what the hell she was buying. So if anybody out there knows what findings are, findings other than the kind that you get in a poll or a survey, please call me at 800-825-5937. Peter Werby is having a birthday today. Yay! Happy birthday, Peter. He is now barely legal and allowed to talk on the radio. So he will be back tomorrow. Do not fear. I'm in New York. That's why you hear all of this noise in the background. But Peter will be back tomorrow, and after having had a little vacation, and then he was back a few days, and now he's taking his birthday off, and they asked me to come in, deliver a little sermon, and talk to you people, and have you people talk to me. And I have some books to give away today. We actually have a few minutes here, so I can tell you that this book is called The Latest Bombshell, and it's a great political novel. It's a lot of fun. It's great summer reading. It's a real page-turner, a quick read. Written by Michelle Mitchell. It's her first novel, and it's about this champagne-drinking, leggy political consultant in Washington who battles a patriotism-crazed government media complex. Sound familiar? To clear a journalist who is convicted by a secret military tribunal. Yes, this is a little political story ripped from today's headlines. It's also actually a retelling of the Dreyfus Affair. Now, if you go to the website, ieamericaradio.com, there's a button on that page, ieamericaradio.com. A button says, enter here to win a book. And all you have to do is give your answer to this question. This is ripped from the pages of the book. She talks about a fresh-faced conservative commentator, a noted fall-on-his-face drunk. So who do you think this best describes? A, George Will. B, Tucker Carlson. C, Robert Novak. I don't think he's fresh-faced, but some people might. Or D, Ralph Reed. Or E, fill in the blank. Now, so you go to ieamericaradio.com, punch the button, up will pop a little email box. In the subject line, write book or Curtis or give me a book or something like that. And then one letter, A through E, and if you want to type in a name, who you think is a fresh-faced conservative commentator, a noted fall-on-his-face drunk, you will then be entered. And you also have to give your email address, and then we'll tell you if you won, because we've got several books to give away. And it's a great book. It's a great read. It's a lot of fun. I was at the book party last night with Michelle. And James Walcott, the great Vanity Fair writer, very political, he was there. And a lot of people from CNN, because Michelle used to work for CNN. So she knows where all the bodies are buried, and she knows that there are noted fall-on-his-face drunks. Now, when we come back, Gary in Colorado, I'm going to get right to your call. And everybody else is on hold at 800-825-5937. My name's Curtis Ellis, here for Peter Werby, who's having a birthday. Yay! So call in now, and we'll be right back.
My cat Boots got stuck way up in a tree. My dad saw how scared I was. He climbed up there and got it down. I feel bad. I know he hurt his back. I saw him call the doctor.
The moment of choice. What will the doctor give you, Tylenol or Advil? Truth is, doctors nationwide choose Advil most for muscle aches, strains, and sprains. Advil can give you longer-lasting relief than Tylenol on tough pain.
Boots is okay. Dad's feeling better. How great is that?
For better relief, advance to Advil.
You're listening to The Peter Werby Show, 2 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, on IE America Radio Network.
This is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
Rolling strikes of janitors have brought cleaning as usual in downtown Sacramento, California, to a halt. Nearly half of the 125 properties cleaned by members of Service Employees International Union Local 1877 have so far been targeted by the strikes, which began Tuesday night. Among the buildings going uncleaned in California's capital city is the Senator Hotel, home to the state Republican Party, the Los Angeles Times and San Francisco Chronicle state capitol bureaus, and many of the capitol's top lobbyists. Bill Camp is with the Sacramento Central Labor Council.
And it's wrong that the capital of the fifth largest economy in the world is having the buildings cleaned by people who make less than poverty wages and no family health care.
Talks broke down a week ago when employers offered the union a 20-cent raise over the next 4 years and family health benefits that would kick in only after 5 years of service.
It's an historic victory for Walmart workers. An administrative law judge with the National Labor Relations Board yesterday handed down the first ever decision forcing Walmart to recognize a union at a store in Jacksonville, Texas. Meat cutters in the store's deli section voted to join the United Food and Commercial Workers Union more than 3 years ago. After the vote, Walmart did away with custom cuts and only offered prepackaged meat, shifting the affected workers into new jobs and effectively doing away with all butcher positions. In his ruling, however, NLRB Judge Keltner Locke says Walmart violated the National Labor Relations Act by refusing to bargain with the workers during the transition. As a result, Walmart must restore the butcher positions in the Jacksonville store and begin bargaining with those workers on a first contract, which would include conditions under which their job duties may be changed.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
The Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern, on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com. And join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
It's the Peter Werby Show with special guest host Curtis Ellis. Give Curtis a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Curtis.
Hey, folks. It's so great to be here on Peter Werby's birthday. I've been honored and privileged to be chosen to sit in his seat and slave over this hot microphone with you, the great listening audience. And I'm giving away books, copies of The Latest Bombshell, a great summer read. Forget about Hillary Clinton's book. We know what that's all about. This is a novel. It's all made up, but it's really based on real people and real things. And if you want me to give you the quiz again, just ask. But whatever you want to talk about, the number is 800-825-5937. Gary in Colorado, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Good morning or afternoon.
Hey, how is it out there? Where are you in Colorado?
Oh, I used to live in the liberal mecca of Colorado Springs.
Oh, yeah.
And I say that jokingly. It's one of the most redneck conservative areas of the world, I believe.
Doesn't, like, every Christer Bible-thumping organization in the world have its headquarters there?
We've got about 140 of them. I think we've got all of them here. several giant multi-million-dollar ones, and then a plethora of little, you know, minor $10 to $40 million operations.
And you know what my theory is? My theory is they're all there because they don't have enough faith in the Lord to protect them. They want Cheyenne Mountain to protect them.
Well, not only that, but also tax advantages is why they came here. Tax advantages and philanthropic groups that offered them lots of money.
Okay.
But you were asking about findings and what they are.
Yes.
The kind of findings that you see in a catalog like that are items that are used to make jewelry.
Their
earring backings, their chains for pendants, there's little mounting hardware to hook all that stuff together.
Well, I've got a winner.
And the reason that I know that is because we buy those things and we make anti-Bush products out of them.
Oh, really?
From our website, evolvefish.com, we sell hundreds of products to, I believe, we do business with every single liberal left in the United States. Based on what the polls tell me about the number of liberals that are left, I'm sure we've got every one of them in our database.
And that database has been rated by the Total Information Awareness John Ashcroft Justice Department.
I can honestly tell you that it hasn't because it lives in my bedroom. And there's no way they've been in my bedroom, at least not that I'm aware of.
Well, oh yeah, this crowd in Washington is all about getting government off your back, but
yep.
Into your bedroom, so you better be careful there.
But some of the things that we sell are you'd get a kick out of them. Things like a George Bush, picture of George Bush on a magnet with the legend Daddy's Little War Criminal. A village in Texas has lost its idiot. We have a package of homegrown dope seeds with George's picture on the front and instructions on care and tending of silver-spooned idiots like him on the back.
Well, that's great. So where do people go? You gave out your website. Give it out one more time. This is commercial radio, and for good cause, I'm always ready to plug it.
We're in line here to try to get to be a sponsor of that organization as soon as the email hits right. It's Evolve Fish. The word evolve, the word fish.com.
Evolvefish.com. So that's what, now I know what findings are.
That's
They're those
findings.
Little doodads and hoosie-jiggers you use to make jewelry.
When you buy one of those pins that says your political philosophy and wear it out in public so everybody can see it and understand where you're coming from and talk to you about it and praise you for supporting rational, reasonable approaches to things, you're wearing a piece of finding on your shirt.
There you go. You know, you got it right. We got to stand up for what we believe in, not be ashamed of it, not be afraid. We got to engage people because for an American these days to say, I am not into politics and I don't care, it's like the Germans in Nazi Germany saying, I don't care about politics.
The surprising thing is, even here in Redneck Colorado Springs, when you do that, when you wear your ideas on your chest like that, people will walk up to you and express support for them. And they'll thank you for having the courage to say those things, and they will step forward and talk about it, particularly right now, because a lot of the GIs that have been getting killed in Iraq here recently have come from Colorado Springs military bases.
Right.
So our local community here is taking a hit every time there's a message about another GI being killed, and it's going to have quite an impact before very long, I'm afraid.
Well, thank you for calling. And, Gary, you got to move along here. We're going to hear from Jim Hightower, who's got that country bumpkin accent, but he's got a very sophisticated point of view. So we're going to hear from Jim Hightower. Then we're going to get to Lillian and Joe and everybody else on hold. Let me just give you the phone number, and then we're going to go right to Jim. The phone number here is 800-825-5937.
If you abandon your country, moving your home base to another land in order to dodge paying the taxes you owe to America, would you still have the chutzpah to expect U.S. taxpayers to finance you? No? Well, that's probably because your parents raised you better, or because you're a loyal American, or maybe it's because you're not an arrogant, avaricious global greedhead like Accenture or Ingersoll Rand. They are among dozens of U.S. firms that have shifted their official corporate headquarters to offshore tax havens like Bermuda, using a loophole that allows them to skip out on some $4 billion a year on U.S. taxes they owe, yet then turn around and bill us taxpayers for $1 billion worth of government work. For example, Accenture, the huge consulting firm that was created by the Sharpies that ran the scandal-ridden Arthur Andersen accounting firm, lists its corporate address as Bermuda so it can shirk federal income taxes even though it makes most of its money here. Accenture wants all of the benefits of citizenship in the good old USA, but without having to pay its way. That's shameful enough, but then these leeches want our government to provide business for them. Accenture grabbed $662 million in federal contracts last year alone. If they're skipping out on paying their taxes, why should a dime of your and my tax money go to them? Twice, the U.S. Senate has passed bills saying no more federal contracts should go to these corporate deadbeats. But twice, the Bushites and the House leaders have killed the bills. The runaway corporations not only are major campaign donors to the GOP, but they've also hired a powerhouse lobbying team that includes two former senators and two former House members who were top committee chairmen. This is Jim Hightower saying, instead of paying a bunch of Gucci-clad lobbyists, they should pay their taxes to our country. Representative Richard Neal has a bill to bring these tax dodgers home. To back it, call Neal's office, 202-225-5601.
You heard it here first, right here on the IE America Radio Network. Jim Hightower, the man who said the only thing you'll find in the middle of a road is a yellow stripe and a dead armadillo. Well, I say that the Democrats can't take the middle-of-the-road position. They can't play it safe. They can't watch the polls. They've got to get out front and lead if they expect to save this country from going down the hellhole chute that the Bush administration is shoving it right now. And they're shoving all of us there. Yeah. So those Democrats better get out there and start calling for Bush's head on a pike, the same way those radical right-wing rabid maniacs called for Bill Clinton's head on a pike. And I know that we're not supposed to get down in the mud at the same level as our enemies. That's what my mama taught me, but I'm sorry. This is politics, and politics is not a clean business. Now, Lillian in Alabama, thank you for holding.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm fine. I'm a poet. And
you are?
Yes. And I know it. I'm writing a paper on the story of the United States, what's going on, everything, from the beginning to the end.
That's going to be a long paper.
Yeah, well, I'm just started. I got two pages full of strategies that's been done on them. We've been kidnapped. You know, I'm a funny kind of person. When I get aggravated, well, I'm in the redneck South, Anderson, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And harassing phone calls come, calling me to try to force me to buy things that I don't really want, and I'm boycotting. I believe if we boycott and protest and get as fanatical as what's being forced on us, we'll have a chance to get from under.
That's right. That's right. That's what I was saying. The Democrats can't just run for president. They have to challenge challenge the nation.
It's like
the
Taxes. Back.
No. Take back all of the houses of Congress. Take
yes,
the White House.
All of them. Signed the Homeland Security, they need to be fired. We don't vote for them next time.
That's right.
Whoever
signed the Patriot Act, gone. They should take Zell Miller, that senator who calls himself a Democrat, they should send him out of the party. They should expel him.
They're all traitors.
That's right.
You know, they're taking our rights, the corporations, the billionaires. They are stealing, killing, destroying, and self-destructing. And we got to force the corporations to clean up our environment because of our survival. And they got to outlaw monopolies. You know, they're octopus. And we got to be an octopus, too. Everywhere they hit, we got to hit. Extremely the same, you know, the opposite way. A wicked think tank got us in this mess. A righteous think tank can get us out without a doubt.
Yeah, that's what we need. You see, we need to be thinking strategically. We need to be thinking
yes,
long term, and we also have to think tactics. And
yes,
I think one of the best tactics is to bait these bears on the right. It get them mad. We got to get them mad, and the best way to get them mad, you can see, is anytime you mention the Clintons, you can see the veins start to pop out on their neck. And right now, I don't know if you're aware of this, but the Bush administration is ready to nominate Brett Kavanaugh. No one ever heard of him, right?
No.
This clown is the man who wrote that pornographic Star report. He wrote the report for Ken Starr on the whole Monica Lewinsky thing, and he was involved in investigating the Monica Lewinsky
thing.
That
was a setup.
That was a total setup.
Everything and from the time I'm enumerating the story, you know, the setup. Number one, when Bush, the Reagan and Pappy Bush supplied Hussein with the mass weapons of mass destruction. That's the first mm-hmm, setup. And then stealing the president.
That just reminded me. You know, that's what the Democrats should be out there saying. You know, we have to be asking, where are the weapons of mass destruction?
Yes.
Why was George Bush out there saying, we know he's got weapons of mass destruction, that's why we got to go invade Iraq? And then they should answer their own question. Well, the reason George Bush could say we know Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction is because his father sold them to him.
Right. So where are they?
Yeah.
You know, and see, they were destroyed, I believe. But whatever happened, they didn't use them. You see, because I believe Bin Laden, the Arabs, and Pappy Bush, and all the I listen to Mike Malloy all the time, and I believe what he said because I experienced some of this craziness myself 40 years ago, almost 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The corruption. You see, they stole supplied the mass weapons of mass destruction. And then they stole the presidency, and it goes on. They stole the presidency, and then they go to war.
That's right.
They don't. They attack a weak, the wrong country. Why didn't they attack Saudi Arabia, where Bin Laden is? Because they're all partners. They're friends.
It's all about money. It's all about money. They're trying to get money. It's all about money. They just want more money, more money, more money.
Yes, and you know, I believe in taking little, like, sayings, rhymes, and putting on my T-shirt. One is, their objective, to have a permanent war, destroy the middle class, have a society of the very rich and very poor, slaves, control freaks. You know,
this is on your T-shirt?
Well, I plan to put something like that on my T-shirt.
Oh, okay.
You know, what's their objective? Is to hurt us. All of this is about hurting us.
You know, and that's another thing. Lillian, you just reminded me of something else the Democrats have to explain to the American people because nobody else is going to do it. We've got to get out there and explain to the American people that the middle class is created. It is created by the government intervening in the marketplace. The natural order of things, of an economy, is for there to be very rich people and everybody else to be very poor. For there to be the wealth gets concentrated in fewer hands, and you get these perverted money freaks who just sit there and want to take baths in their gold coins and look at their money, and they never spend it, and they they hoard it.
Yes.
And a healthy economy takes that money away from them, puts it back in circulation. You got to have money circulating all the time in order to have a good economy. And you want to create a middle class.
Yes.
The middle class we have in this country was created by the GI Bill and created by cheap mortgages and created by cheap education opportunities and things like that. It didn't just happen. People fought for it. They shed blood for it so they could get decent wages in unions and whatnot.
And it's all going down the toilet stool.
And it's all being taken away. That's right. All those jobs are being sent to China. They're working in sweatshops over there. We're scrounging through the bargain aisles at Walmart because the money they pay you working at Walmart, that's all you can afford is slave labor goods made in China. And it's destroying the middle class. And the Democrats have got to get out there and just call a spade and quit pussyfooting around and just say what it is. Yeah, government is what makes the middle class happen.
Yes, and the only one I can see that got the guts and the backbone and the nerve to do it is Dennis Kucinich.
Kucinich.
Yes. I heard him yesterday talk. Well, his Lila Greer,
mm-hmm.
Lila Greer, something
that?
Like that. She was on the radio yesterday talking about Dennis Kucinich. And he said he's the only one that's not holding any stones, that's calling the kettle black when it's black. He's the only one he's not holding us. See, the other ones, they're either sold up or they're so entrenched with the corporations because, see, corporations get everybody elected and they're millionaires.
Right, right.
You know,
that's right.
They got all the money.
And everybody's begging those corporations for the money to run for the presidency and to run for office. The whole thing is corrupt. And that's what I mean when I say the government's own. The corporations own the government.
Yes.
because everybody is beholden to the corporations to get elected to those government positions, and then those same corporations own the media. And so they determine what goes on television. And they're not going to give away free time or give impartial good coverage of the elections on their corporate media, because they just want their candidates to win. They're not going to get up there and tell you that the whole game is rigged.
Yes.
No, so that's the one-party state. It's as much a one-party state as the Soviet Union was, where you had the Soviet Communist Party controlled the government, controlled the media with censorship. We got the same deal going down here. And the number here is 800-825-5937. Curtis Ellis here for Peter Werby, and I'm taking your calls if you got the guts to testify or to argue with me even. You don't have to agree with me. I can take it. 800-825-5937. More to come.
Every morning you send your kids out into a world filled with drugs, peer pressure, alcohol, even violence. How can you be sure they have the skills to find their way home safely? That they can make good decisions when you're not watching over them? This is Barry Williams, urging you to call the Girls and Boys Town National Hotline for help and advice at 1-800-448-3000. The call is free anytime, day or night. 1-800-448-3000. Just call. Your kids will be glad you did. Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
One of the reasons people give for not buying LoJack is where they live. But that has little to do with whether your car will be stolen. It's where you drive. Do you drive to work? To a mall? To the city? That's why you need LoJack. Nationally, stolen vehicles that have LoJack are recovered over 90% of the time. And LoJack guarantees they'll recover your vehicle within 24 hours after you report it stolen to the police, or LoJack will reimburse you the cost of your LoJack system. See your car dealer or LoJack.com.
When I fell, my doctor didn't give me Tylenol. She gave me Advil.
I was surprised. My doctor gave me Advil for my back.
Advil is my doctor's choice for muscle pain.
Truth is, doctors nationwide choose Advil most for tough muscle pain, strains, and sprains. Advil can give you longer-lasting relief than Tylenol on tough pain.
Now I always make sure I have Advil in the house.
Make the doctor's choice your choice. For better relief, advance to Advil.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Show. Joining us now is Jason Campbell with the Christian Action Network.
Well, since 1991, the gay movement has gone down to Disney to do these gay days. You've had events where you've had Mickey Mouse with Goofy in sexual positions.
Ah! Homosexual movies are shown on the Disney transportation systems. And what kind of movies, for God's sake, do they show on these buses?
Triple X.
Oh, you're kidding.
If a child's riding beside one of the buses and looks up and says, Daddy, what is that on the television monitor? Right. It's going to be an embarrassing moment.
Oh, it'll be worse than embarrassing. The child will be scarred for life.
Right. That's what the homosexuals want.
Well, I know. They're after the kids. Now, the only thing I'm afraid of is somebody just tuned in the program and never heard the program before and just went, oh, Jesus, this guy is really a right-wing freak.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Prepare to be astonished.
Okay, so just what is going on here, people?
Did you know that you can get the best of progressive talk radio on Sirius Satellite Radio Stream 145?
Oh, really?
Well, that's remarkable.
Money.
Monday through Friday on Sirius Satellite Radio Stream 145 is loaded with political talk radio from the other side.
Ta-da!
Kick it off your morning with Doug Steffens' Good Day from 5 a.m. till noon Eastern Time, followed by the Tom Hartman Show from noon to 2 p.m. Then the Peter Werby Show turns up the heat a little bit from 2 p.m. till 5 p.m.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good.
Family Talk with Dr. Mike Riera then takes the reins from 5 p.m. till 7, followed by All American Talk Radio from 7 p.m. till 9. Then get ready to fire up your night with the Mike Malloy Show from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time, all live Monday through Friday on Sirius Satellite Radio Stream 145, powered by the only progressive talk radio network, i.e. America Radio Network.
So what do you want, a medal?
Well, isn't that special?
We're back. It's the Peter Werby Show with special guest host Curtis Ellis. Give Curtis a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Curtis.
Yeah, you better do that or else I'm going to get some special prosecutor to prosecute. Oh, that's right. They got rid of the special prosecutors just in time for this Bush administration. Hey, Woody in Texas, thanks for calling.
Hey, Curtis, what's happening, bud?
Oh, man, I worked myself up into a sweat right at the top of the show, so I had to change my clothes.
Well, I know you're guesting tonight, but I call occasionally, and I'm Peter's loyal, right-wing, radical conservative listener.
Oh, great.
And let me say that I just recently picked up a new company vehicle, you know, one of these monster four-door pickup trucks, you know, that burns fossil fuels and pollutes the environment, and I got Sirius Satellite Radio in it. And I tell you, I have just basically locked onto 145 and ripped off the knob. I love listening to you guys. You are more fun than Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity could be in 10 lifetimes.
I love it.
And I mean this sincerely. I'm not poking fun at you. I love
it.
I'm just in love with Stream 145 left on Sirius Radio. It's just a great, great entertainment. And but, you know, I don't always disagree with you guys. And, you know, and I heard the comment today that the Democrats need to step up and lead. And you know what? Nothing would make me happier. I think that they do need to step up and lead because even though I'm a rabid right-wing conservative Republican, I sincerely believe we need to hear everybody's voice out there.
Well,
and I think there are a lot of good Democrats out there. I don't hate Democrats. Now, there's some I'm not particularly fond of. I think Chuck Schumer and Dianne Feinstein and Hillary Clinton, you know, for obvious reasons, are, you know, I pretty much think the world would be a better place without them. But by and large, I think there are a lot of good Democrats out there.
Well, you know,
I wish some of them would step up and kind of take the limelight away from these guys who are leading the party today.
Yeah, you know, Woody, you reaffirm my faith in America and my faith in radical conservatives. You see, I believe that Americans like a good fight. And the Democrats got to step up and fight. And that way they will earn the respect of the American people and even people like you, because I'm sure there will be some situations where, as you say, you'll agree with them rather than some of these corporate shills that masquerade as conservatives. Because conservatives are against big business as well as big government.
On some issues, say, for example, health care is a big issue out there. Hey, I think we should listen to everybody on that.
Health care
is an issue we should be concerned about, you know?
Right. Well, thanks for calling, man. We're coming up on a news break here, but we're going to have more to come. So, yay, keep listening, and you can even call back. I won't shut you up. Because I don't shut anybody up. We are here to hear the truth and to tell the truth. And the number is 800-825-5937. I'm Curtis Ellis here for Peter Werby. It's Peter's birthday. So you can even call and just wish him a happy birthday if you want. I don't care. Just call.
Been listening to the Peter Werby Show on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes.
Hey, I wanted to say dick dick.
Okay, give me your anaconda, I'll give you my dick dick.
Deal!
Anaconda! Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network. All right, boys, come on.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Erica Kane. Martha Stewart's trial date on charges of insider trading has been set for January 12, 2004. Stewart was in federal court in Manhattan earlier today for a hearing related to charges that stem from her sale of ImClone stock. The homemaking and gardening expert also faces charges of obstruction of justice and making false statements. A rocket-propelled grenade attack has left one U.S. soldier dead and two wounded in Baghdad today. Officials say the grenade hit a military ambulance. Today's attack is the third deadly ambush in the Iraqi capital within 3 days. Max Factor Cosmetics heir Andrew Luster is now in the custody of FBI officials in Mexico after his capture by bounty hunters yesterday in Puerto Vallarta. Luster was convicted in absentia in California on nearly 90 rape and sexual assault charges. He has been on the run from U.S. authorities for months. A British woman has given birth to a so-called designer baby. Suzanne Chislett reports the little boy's parents were forced to go to the United States for the procedure because it's illegal in the U.K.
Michelle and Jason Whitaker wanted to use stem cells from the baby's umbilical cord to treat their oldest son, who suffers a life-threatening blood disorder. Baby Jamie was genetically selected as a perfect match whilst he was still an embryo. The couple went to an American clinic for test tube baby treatment because the selection procedure is not allowed in the UK. The Human Fertilisation and Embryology Authority said it was acceptable to test and select embryos to prevent the birth of a baby with a genetic disease, but not to select them in order to help another child. Suzanne Chislett, London.
The number of people filing for first-time unemployment claims was down by 13,000 last week. The new figures from the Labor Department were better than analyst expectations, but still considered high. More in a moment.
They left their farms and factories, their offices and classrooms. 16 million Americans in uniform. 400,000 gave their lives for freedom. For the first time, young women eagerly entered the workforce to supply the arsenal the world depended on for victory. But this was no faceless mass that went to war. They were my relatives and yours, our fathers and mothers, our grandparents and next-door neighbors. They were our family's heroes. And yet, unbelievably, there's no national monument anywhere to honor the amazing generation that won World War II. I'm Tom Hanks. Please help build the National World War II Memorial on the Mall in Washington, D.C. Call 1-800-639-4WW2. That's 1-800-639-4992. It's time to say thank you.
A public service message from the American Battle Monuments Commission, the Ad Council, and this station.
Senators are hammering out details on compensation for asbestos victims. They've agreed that insurance payments would not reduce payouts by a $108 billion national compensation fund, but they're haggling over details. NASCAR announced a 10-year agreement with wireless phone company Nextel to sponsor its top racing circuit. Beginning next season, the Winston Cup will become the Nextel Cup. Nextel replaces R.J. Reynolds Tobacco, which sponsored the racing series since 1971. More news after this.
I spent years learning to cope with my mental health problems and just as long conquering substance addiction. But I did both, and I'm incredibly proud. But with the world and everything going on today, I get so overwhelmed. It's so tempting to turn to drugs and alcohol to help me escape. I don't want all of my accomplishments to just go away.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and alcohol to cope, get information and treatment referral at 1-800-662-HELP.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
A new study says there are fewer children living in married couple households, and fewer married people are having children compared to days gone by. The Census Bureau predicts that by 2010, families with children will make up only 28% of U.S. households. Stores across the country are ready for the Harry Potter fans who can't wait to get a hold of the fifth book in the popular series.
Bookworm in West Hartford Center is just one store that will open its doors at 12:01 a.m. Saturday to sell the first copies of Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. Employee Linda Degnan says Bookworm has a huge waiting list for the book about a boy wizard.
We opened at midnight for number 4, and people left their name for number 5 that night. So we've had people who have had Harry Potter 5 on order for a couple of years now.
Degnan says Bookworm will be open as late as necessary to make sure everyone who wants one gets a copy of the book. I'm Kate Roy reporting.
I'm Erica Kane, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Out of sight, out of mind is dangerous advice when it comes to radiator hoses. After just 4 years of use, they're 100 times more likely to fail. When we come back, I'll tell you the signs.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas. 10 years ago, I discovered the company with the best fuel injector cleaner, BG Products. Now wait, there's more. To do the job right requires cleaning both the fuel and the air induction systems. The process is called BG Complete Induction System Service. If you want your vehicle to run like new, don't settle for anything less. To find a shop near you to perform this service, go to bgfindtheshop.com. That's bgfindtheshop.com.
What you can't see can hurt you when it comes to radiator hoses. Hoses deteriorate due to chemical reactions between rubber and your car's fluids, like oil and coolant. Heat, age, and pollution also take their toll, causing tiny cracks that split, blister, or leak. To identify a defective hose, look at it. Is it scuffed, swollen, cracked? Now touch. Is it soft, gooey, spongy? These are sure signs. But even if hoses look and feel okay, internal deterioration, hidden from view, may spell danger. Be on the safe side. Replace hoses every 4 years. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
Welcome to the Peter Werby Show with special guest host Curtis Ellis. Give Curtis a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Curtis.
Hey, gang, I am here with you. 1-800-825-5937. Peter Werby is having a birthday today. Happy birthday, Peter. And in the meantime, you're stuck with me. But I'm happy to be stuck with you. And I've been talking about how the Democrats have to stand up and fight like men, or at least like women, because, man, they fight pretty nasty, too, sometimes. But the Democrats have got to stand up and fight if they want to win. They can't just wimp out and go along and get along. And I'm not sure who I want to kill more, Tom DeLay or Tom Daschle. Well, anyway, I don't want to kill anybody because I could get arrested by advocating that kind of thing on the radio. You got to be a right-wing wacko and then you can get away with it. But if you're a reasonable person like me, you can't get away with advocating killing people. Anyway, let's hear what you have to say. It is Tony in Illinois who has been patiently waiting while I've been ranting like a maniac. So go ahead, Tony.
Well, ranting like a maniac is sometimes justified, especially when you're talking about what's going on in this country. You talk about Tom DeLay. Now, that guy, there's a guy that they ought to, somebody, I just can't imagine. They use the Office of Homeland Defense, you know, to track down and try and persecute or prosecute, you know, the Texas legislature people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
And, you know, nobody says what this means, the dimensions of this. See,
it's
this
huge.
Is what everybody, it's huge. This is what everybody was afraid of. You set up some national security bureaucracy which can go after American people, and then it's not just used for terrorists. It can be used for anybody. It can be used for your political enemies.
For political gain. That, it's sad.
Right.
It's tragic. And you know what? Here's the hypocrisy, though. I mentioned it to, you know, some of my conservative friends, and I just said, okay, change the name Tom DeLay to Bill Clinton.
Right.
Change the name Tom DeLay to Bill Clinton and
I mean, remember
that
they got all upset? They had that file gate. They said, oh, my God, Bill Clinton is going through the FBI files of political enemies. And that's what they said was going on, and they made such a big stink about that. That you would think that he had killed somebody.
Well,
and
yeah, but, you know, this is just it's just the hypocrisy of the Republicans. Now, speaking about the Democratic leadership, you know, I'm watching a lot of C-SPAN lately, and I'm really hoping that I get the chance to go to the there's like a big rally coming up here in Chicagoland. I'm hoping to go see the Democratic wannabes there.
Uh-huh.
And when I was watching C-SPAN, they have, you know, they allowed the guys to all get up there and do their speeches and stuff. And I tell you what, the two best guys I honestly think that have a real chance, I mean a really good chance,
mm-hmm.
are Howard Dean, because, you know, the man is
yeah.
smart. He's
yeah.
been an executive for 11 years, an executive officer for 11 years as governor.
And he can speak.
He can speak, and he is really, really smart. The man is worth listening to.
Yeah,
and the other
I
guy
agree.
I would put with him is the least likely of all, and that's Kucinich.
Yeah, Kucinich.
I tell you what, I could, you know, I would love to see those two on the ticket. If those two were on the ticket, I guarantee you, we would win in 2004.
I believe that John Dean, I was going to call him John Dean. I love it. He's another good guy. I do believe that Howard Dean has a good shot. He could actually win. He is a straight talker, and he is not afraid to stare these people down. He is not afraid to just punch them right in the nose, which is what you have to do to these bullies.
Well, see,
that right.
with him and with Kucinich, both. I mean, that's their, you know, that's their M.O., and they can... You can honestly tell that they care about people, and they're not just ideologues. They're not just saying something to get, you know, to get along.
Yeah, and that's the impression I get with so many of these other people.
Care about what they're talking about.
That is the and the impression I get with so many of these politicians, so many of the Democrats, is they have poll tested and market researched their thing. I mean, when John Kerry, who I have a lot of respect for, and I really have some high hopes for him, but when he comes out and he says, well, now is not the time to be questioning whether or not there are weapons of mass destruction. You know that he has just looked at some phony poll which says 64% of the American people think it doesn't matter whether or not there are weapons of mass destruction. It doesn't make any difference whether the war was right or wrong. And he looked at that poll, and that's what determined his stance on the issue. And I'll tell you, the issue is, like they used to say about Clinton, it's not about sex, it's about lies. Here, it's not about whether there are weapons of mass destruction or not. It's about lies. This guy lied to us and said there were. He lied to us and said, we know that they're there. We know that they got barrels and millions and thousands of gallons and tons of it all, and it's everywhere. And, man, it's easier to find than find in a Chinese restaurant in Manhattan.
Well,
and,
you know what, though? But, see, that's the whole point. I actually talk to a lot of people who are not very political, and they honestly don't care.
Right.
I've heard people honestly say to me, "Oh, I don't care that, you know, that he lied to us about that. You know, he got rid of Saddam Hussein."
Well, then the question becomes, do we want to be misled into war? If we don't need a good reason to go to war, well, then let's just go to war any old time, and somebody's got to stand up to the American people and say, "You have to care."
See,
and this is what I mean when I say it's not about being popular. It's about what's right. Somebody's got to stand up for what's right. And it's not right to lie and make up any old excuse to go to war because it's convenient.
Well, here's the question I ask these people who say it's okay. Okay?
Yeah.
Here's the question I ask them. Okay, do you have a mother, a father, a sister, a brother, a cousin, a nephew? Do you have any family members that are over in Iraq right now? And how do you feel if one of them were killed in the line of battle and you find out later that they died for a lie?
Right.
How does that make you feel?
And what do they tell you?
They don't say anything. They become immediately ashamed, I think, and they just kind of shut up.
And they probably don't have relatives over there.
Oh, they probably don't.
Well, that's why I'd like, you know, I'd love to hear from somebody who does have a relative over there. Because this whole thing, I mean, what it comes down to is that Bush created this war so that he could be a hero. I mean, you've got tons of evidence of people on the inside of the National Security Council and everywhere else that say they are blowing this war on terrorism. And they set off on this war in Iraq because it's just easier to fight there. It's easier to fight a regular conventional war than to do what really needs to be done to protect us against terrorism. And he wanted to look like a tough guy because it'll get him reelected. And so if we give him a free pass on this one, what it means is that any politician in the future can go off and run off into war in order to get political points. And that is...
Here's the problem, though. I honestly don't think they've really given this thing a lot of on-the-road kind of thought. I mean,
that's
when
right.
you look at talking about, you know, they're thinking about, oh, well, our gas down, or, you know, or
right.
oh, you know, let's worry about the economy now. They're trying to move on beyond this thing that they've gotten us into, and we're falling for it. I mean, here's the, you know, I'm watching CNN, and they're still talking about Martha Stewart.
And Lacey Peterson. Yeah, Martha Stewart. Now, she's a Democratic fundraiser, so they indict her. Meanwhile, Ken Lay, forget about him.
Oh, man, that's a real boondoggle. I mean, how is it that the American public is not looking at that whole Enron situation with Ken Lay and, you know, and his relationship with Bush and how that entire company built thousands of people out of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
It is absolutely amazing. And this is another thing that Democrats just have to keep bringing it up. They have to keep up the drumbeat on the corruption of this administration. I was on some conservative had me on her talk show the other day to talk about, you know, to be the liberal guy. And I said this is the most dishonest, corrupt administration we've ever had. And that's not what they want to hear. They think, oh, well, Clinton lied about sex, and so he was dishonest. So, well, this guy's lied about taxes. He's lied about his corporate connections. He's lied about the war. And they said, well, you have to agree he's a moral man. I said, no, he's not a moral man. If by moral you mean he sleeps with his wife and nobody else, well, maybe, but that doesn't make him moral in my book.
No, as a matter of fact, that can be one of the most immoral people out there.
Well, in fact, a gentleman would do exactly what Bill Clinton said. When he said, I did not have sex with that woman, a gentleman does not kiss and tell. He will always deny what he did.
Well, that's what most people are likely to do, though. Of course, Republicans like try to put themselves
right.
on a pedestal like they would never do any. Oh, I could never do anything like that.
Oh, man. I did want to tell you this little story. I was at this book party last night with Michelle Mitchell, who wrote this book, The Latest Bombshell, which I'm giving away copies, folks. Giving away copies. You can get one now. Just go to the website, ieamericaradio.com, and click that button. And just say, I want a book. That might be enough to get you one. Anyway, she worked on the Hill, and she had some friends there who worked on Capitol Hill, and they were telling stories about all these dirty old men congressmen and how they'd feel up all the interns, and it's just rampant. They all do it. And for those people to get up and try to impeach Bill Clinton, my God, what hypocrisy.
Well, that's just the nature of the thing. I mean... You know, the average American wants to believe so much that what they, you know, what these Republicans are telling them, you know, that they're not willing to scratch the surface. I mean, they're just not willing to. Like today, there's one thing, I was looking at Yahoo News online.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming out from the EPA. And the EPA is putting out a thing.
Oh, yeah, and they edited it. They
yeah.
edited the study. The study, they took out all of the references to global warming, climate change,
yep.
and the catastrophic effects that greenhouse gases and carbon dioxide emissions from power plants and tailpipes can have on the environment. They cut that out of the study.
And then they had the audacity to claim that the science behind those, were questionable,
right. Well, the politics behind the editing is questionable. See, the new head of the EPA is going to be Mr. Lysenko. Lysenko, L-Y-S-E-N-K-O, he was a scientist back in the Soviet Union, and he was Stalin's favorite scientist because he came up with some crackpot theory which seemed to support the Stalinist agricultural policy. It said you could plant beans into frozen ground and they'd grow. And of course, millions of people starved to death, but it fit the political ends of the Stalinist regime. And that's who they're going to put in charge of the EPA. They don't want science. They want politics.
Well, you know what? I rarely have anything good to say about Republicans, okay? But Christine Todd Whitman, there's a woman who honestly took the job thinking she was going to be able to make a difference. And all the Bush administration's been able to do is treat her like a rag doll and just throw her around and treat her any kind of way. And
well, I want to see her come out. I want her to come out and say what the truth is, say how corrupt this administration is. See, I live here in New York, right next door to New Jersey, and that's actually where I grew up. And man, she's pretty phony herself, and I'd like to see her testify. I'd like to see her come clean, come to Jesus, and tell the truth about the stuff she saw going on. Hey, thanks for your call, Tony. It's always a pleasure. 1-800-825-5937 is the number here. We got Margaret in Santa Fe coming up at you, so don't go away. I'm Curtis Ellis here for Peter Werby, who's...
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims, court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Attention all plaintiffs. If personal injury, medical malpractice, accident, or other disaster has left you helpless and desperate, call now 800-586-5493 and receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Express lawsuit funding provides no risk, no payments needed cash to people with pending lawsuits. The money is yours until your case settles. You pay nothing. We only collect when your lawsuit settles. Call us now. 800-586-5493. Your lawsuit has merit, and the cash is yours to do with whatever you need. Take care of living expenses, credit cards, car payments. No payments needed until your case settles. No employment requirements. No credit checks. Call now. 800-586-5493. Your cash is waiting for your call. Express Lawsuit Funding is waiting to help you. Call 800-586-5493.
Show.
I think we've got somebody that might have the final word on all of this. It's Bob from Fargo, Alabama.
And we've got a full-scale fascism plan for America. We've got enough power now that we fascists are not afraid to come out of the closet. We openly love fascism because it's okay to have unlimited corporate welfare, but it's not okay to have any public welfare. Do you know why?
Why?
Why, Bob?
You don't ask me why. You don't talk back to me. Because I'm head of corporate dads in America. And you don't talk back to me because I'm going to be taking care of you on the New World Order slave plantation. Because I'm your big brother, corporate dad.
Well, all right, Bob. I always like to give conservatives a fair shot.
Especially really angry ones.
Yes.
The Peter Werby Show. Weekdays from 2 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network. The IE America Radio Network delivers progressive information and entertaining programming throughout the week and weekends. The Doug Seff and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The Home Improvement Experts and Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Seff
Nation's Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack, where you high-tech wizards into tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Ramblin' with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at IEAmericaRadio.com.
We're back. It's the Peter Werby Show with special guest host Curtis Ellis. Give Curtis a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Curtis.
Yeah, you better call that number, 800-825-5937, or I'm going to deliver another sermon from the Mount. Because I'm not here to say what's popular, I'm here to say what's true. And Frank from Boston, are you ready to testify?
Hey, Curtis, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. They really are coming out of the closet now. Have you seen Ann Coulter's new book?
What's her new one?
Her new
I am a crazy anorexic bottle blonde from hell. Is that the name of her new book?
She's coming out defending McCarthyism, saying that it was just a trumped up. The liberals trumped up the charges against McCarthy just to cut. They didn't want to be caught doing the bad things they were doing.
Yeah, right. Okay. You know, they are finally dropping their mask.
No, they are. They definitely are.
And Grover Norquist ran an editorial in the Washington Post saying we want to get rid of all of the government. We want to get rid of all of the New Deal programs, every government program. They want to get rid of the EPA. They want to get rid of Food and Drug Administration. They want to get rid of food inspections at the slaughterhouses. All of it gone. It's all communism.
Do you think it'll make a difference?
Not unless the Democrats, it will not make a difference. Unless the Democrats get up, smell the coffee, see what's at stake here, everything we've ever grown up with in this country is going to be wrecked by these people.
Listen to this quote. The myth of McCarthyism is the greatest Orwellian fraud of our times, Coulter claims. Liberals are fanatical liars, then as now. Everything you think you know about McCarthy is a hegemonic lie.
You know, this is the big lie technique. What Hitler did is he said, accuse your enemy of what you're doing.
Yeah, well, that was Goebbels, but yeah, you're right.
Oh, that was the Hitlerian technique. And that's what these people do. They, whatever they're doing, they say the other guy's doing it.
Yep.
They are lying. They say the Democrats and the liberals are liars.
Well, they have certainly done pretty well with the German way of propaganda. That lies are outrageous.
That's right, and everybody's giving them a free pass. They're just giving them a free pass, letting them get away with it. It's unbelievable.
You should go back and read some of the quotes they had calling for Clinton's impeachment because of his lies and the rule of law and all that.
Yeah, all this highfalutin stuff. Now, meanwhile, this guy gets up there. That document about the uranium, the Saddam Hussein tried to buy uranium in Africa, they knew that was a fraud. They knew that was a forged document. And they used it and lied straight face to the American people. And if you see the clip from the State of the Union address, George Bush looks like he knows he's lying.
I just spoke to somebody about that, and I pointed out the lies, and I pointed out that they've pretty much admitted to it. And you know what the person said? He didn't really care.
He didn't care.
He didn't care.
Why? Because, well, we won. Doesn't
because we got that we got... bad guy out of there.
Yeah. Well, I got to admit, I'm glad the guy's gone, but... I'm sorry it's not over yet, and that's not good enough. There's a lot of bad guys out there I'd like to be gone.
I just emailed you all her quotes from the Drudge Report. They're listing a bunch of her quotes from her new book. You're going to love that.
You know, Joe Scarborough, who's this guy on MSNBC, he's got a show on. They bumped Donahue off and stuck this clown on.
Yeah, he
was a congressman from Florida. They found a dead intern in his office, by the way.
Maury Kosutis. That's right.
Yeah, they found a dead intern in his office. He covered up the autopsy report for a long time so he could get reelected.
Well,
nobody talks about that. They give him a TV show. Every time he's on, he's talking about he's red-baiting somebody. He's talking about Danny Glover or some actor or somebody in the media who should be shut up because they're un-American because they don't like George Bush.
Danny Glover has gotten screwed. He lost his and so has Jane Ann Garofalo. She lost her TV show. So they brought McCarthyism back. No wonder they want to downplay it.
Yeah, and Scarborough says, you know, yeah, you got free speech, but they have to realize that free speech has its price. If you say something that's not popular, there will be repercussions, which is directly McCarthyism.
I guess Larry Quesada said something that wasn't, that offended him.
And, you know, Scarborough was married to this woman. He wanted to get a divorce. Yep. Every time he tried to divorce her, she said, I'm going to kill myself. So he was having an affair with his executive assistant. And finally, he managed to get rid of his wife and marry his office assistant.
Oh,
hey,
he did?
Thanks. Yeah, he did. Thanks for calling. 800-825-5937. If you got more, hang on. We'll pick you up on the other side. Curtis Ellis here for Peter Werby, who's having a birthday.
Hi, this is Peter Werby from the IE America Radio Network. Wondering whether you've heard about In These Times magazine, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture, has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. Find out what you're missing. Visit them online at www.inthesetimes.com or call them toll-free at 1-800-827-0270.
You're listening to The Peter Werby Show, 2 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, on IE America Radio Network.
This is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
Rolling strikes of janitors have brought cleaning as usual in downtown Sacramento, California, to a halt. Nearly half of the 125 properties cleaned by members of Service Employees International Union Local 1877 have so far been targeted by the strikes, which began Tuesday night. Among the buildings going uncleaned in California's capital city is the Senator Hotel, home to the State Republican Party, the Los Angeles Times and San Francisco Chronicle State Capitol bureaus, and many of the Capitol's top lobbyists. Bill Camp is with the Sacramento Central Labor Council.
And it's wrong that the capital of the fifth largest economy in the world is having the buildings cleaned by people who make less than poverty wages and no family health care.
Talks broke down a week ago when employers offered the union a 20-cent raise over the next 4 years and family health benefits that would kick in only after 5 years of service.
It's an historic victory for Walmart workers. An administrative law judge with the National Labor Relations Board yesterday handed down the first ever decision forcing Walmart to recognize a union at a store in Jacksonville, Texas. Meat cutters in the store's deli section voted to join the United Food and Commercial Workers Union more than 3 years ago. After the vote, Walmart did away with custom cuts and only offered prepackaged meat, shifting the affected workers into new jobs and effectively doing away with all butcher positions. In his ruling, however, NLRB Judge Keltner Locke says Walmart violated the National Labor Relations Act by refusing to bargain with the workers during the transition. As a result, Walmart must restore the butcher positions in the Jacksonville store and begin bargaining with those workers on a first contract, which would include conditions under which their job duties may be changed.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Anaconda.
Budgie.
Camel.
Dick Dick.
Emu.
Frog.
Gopher.
Hyena.
Iguana.
Jaguar.
Cuda Mundi.
Llama.
Minx.
Animal Narwhal. Talk. We talk about what you do to your animals and what your animals do to you. Mark, Donna, and Dr. Brad answer all your animal questions from A to Z. Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network. Penguin.
Whale.
Rooster.
Seal.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
We're back. It's the Peter Werby Show with special guest host Curtis Ellis. Give Curtis a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Curtis.
Yeah, you better call now or I'm going to have some rabid right-wing radical come and send you before a military tribunal, take away your rights, and then accuse you of McCarthyite smear tactics, hegemonic nonsense. And whatever else those people do, but they do it all, and they'll do it to you if you don't call 800-825-5937 and testify to the truth, or at least answer my question, should the Democrats fight like men and women, or just try to go along and get along? Ed from New Jersey, you're on the air.
Hi there. Great show. I just wanted to tell you that I went to high school with Joey Scarborough. And he was an elitist snob then, and he still is one now.
he
was one of those jock types that you always, you know, just never talk to anyone other than other jocks. You know.
I heard a great story about Ari Fleischer last night. I was at this book party for Michelle Mitchell's new book, The Latest Bombshell, which I'm giving away here on the show. If you go to ieamericaradio.com and click on the button which says something like win a book or enter here to win or click here to win, you can send us an email with your address on it, your email address, and we're going to do a drawing next Friday, a week from tomorrow, and we'll start giving away books. Anyway, I was at her book party, and there was somebody who worked on Capitol Hill with Ari Fleischer. And the story, he is like a real dork. I mean, a real creep. They used to have a softball team. There was like, you know, the Capitol Hill Softball League with, you know, men and women on the team. So it was like supposed to be like a real laid back, have fun kind of thing. This guy would like bean the batters. He would play for blood. And he brought in his friends who played minor league baseball. He brought them in as ringers to be on his team so he could beat the other side. I mean, talking about dirty pool.
Why are all the cheaters in control of this world? That's what I want to know.
Well, that's it. See, that's the thing, man. You just hit the nail right on the head. The problem is the Democrats play fair. They don't realize what a blood sport politics is. I mean, just look at that nonsense that happened down in Florida with Gore and Bush. I mean, Bush cheated and he lied. He had his brother throw people off the voting rolls. And then he called Gore a liar and a cheater. He said
Gore didn't have the balls to stand up against him.
Exactly. I mean, I'm mad at Bush, but I'm even more mad at Al Gore because he just let it happen. He didn't stand up and say, hey, we're going to take you to jail for voting fraud. And if you don't want to go to jail for voting fraud, you should just stand aside and let the will of the people win out here. But he wouldn't do that. You know, he should have said, we can do this the easy way or we can do it the hard way. Now, the easy way, you can just say, thank you very much. We put up a good fight, but the will of the people has spoken. And Mr. Gore, you are president. That's the easy way. Or you can do it the hard way and fight. And we're going to have the Justice Department indict you and your brother and Kathleen Plasterface Harris and everybody else for criminal voting fraud.
Right.
And then see if they want to go to prison over this. But no, he didn't do that.
Well, I just hope that Bush gets impeached just for his lying about the weapons of mass destruction. I have a cousin who's over in Iraq right now, and if anything happens to him, Bush is personally responsible.
Have you spoken with your cousin?
No, not at all.
I have no idea
where he is in Iraq.
I would really like to hear what these people think. I have a feeling that those guys and those girls sitting over there in Iraq are not real pleased to be in 110 heat with people taking pot shots at them like tin ducks in a shooting gallery. Just to get Bush reelected. Hey, look, we're going to go over there. We're supposed to be so happy that we got rid of this tyrant and the Iraqi people are free. Let's go to Zimbabwe. Robert Mugabe is a big creep, and he's destroying a perfectly beautiful country there in South Africa. Why don't we get rid of him?
And
there's a whole bunch of creeps all over Central America. Why don't we just go overthrow them, too? I mean, I thought that we believed in personal responsibility. Let's let the Iraqi people have a little personal responsibility. They want to get rid of the dictator, they can get rid of him themselves. You know, pull themselves up by the bootstraps. That's the philosophy that these right-wing creeps preach at home. Let them preach it overseas for a while.
Okay.
Hey, thanks a lot, Ed.
Sure thing. Thanks.
Take care. John in Long Beach, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey. Good. How are you?
Okay, hanging in there. Well, so many things to talk about. The business with Gore, he could have easily beat the idiot on the hill. if he had used Clinton.
That's right.
And some other things. But maybe he showed his true caliber. But you know what the really sad part of this whole thing is? Oh,
what?
Before I get into that, though, here's my pick for the next race, if we have one.
All right.
If we have one.
If we have Kucinich, good, big if.
Right. Kucinich and Sanders.
Okay.
And I, for right now, I don't think there is anybody more sincere. I really know what they're doing than those two. And also, I would never vote for anybody that voted to give this idiot on the Hill his War Powers Act.
Yeah, really.
I don't care what their excuse is. Okay.
I know. I mean, Byrd is my hero. Senator Byrd from West Virginia, the former Ku Klux Klansman, he is my hero right now.
Well, the guy is, I tell you one thing, when you think about it, this guy is somewhere in his 80s.
Uh-huh.
Is an orator. I mean, he makes Bush sound like a one-year-old.
His latest speech, when he's saying, where are the weapons of mass destruction? And what surprises me most is that Bush isn't asking about it. Bush should be the first one to say, well, what kind of evidence did they give me? Was I misled? Was I fooled? That right there, and this is not Byrd speaking now, this is me. That right there is evidence that Bush knew he was lying. The other piece of evidence that Bush knows he was lying about it is the fact that he's trying to say he never said it. When he makes speeches about the wonderful job we did in Iraq, he doesn't say we had to go over there for weapons of mass destruction. He says, no, we went there to liberate the people. Get rid of a tyrant.
They had programs. They had programs.
Right. And the closest will come is they had a program. Yeah. So they're trying to back off. They're trying to rewrite history. They're trying to push it all down the memory hole.
Do you think talk about a revisionist history?
Yeah, right. And that's the big lie again. That's the big lie technique. They are trying to revise history. So what do? They accuse the other side of being revisionist.
And unfortunately, it works a lot.
It works a lot because everybody gives them a free pass. I mean, I was listening to the BBC last night, and now, look, the British Broadcasting Commission is not the paragon of anti-Americanism, they've been accused of being sort of kind of easygoing as well. But I'll tell you, they are all over this weapons of mass destruction. They were interviewing Douglas Feith, one of the undersecretaries at the Defense Department, one of these neoconservative Rasputin types who's populating our government like lice.
Yeah.
And they were giving him the hell of a way to go. I mean, they were asking him the tough questions. They were basically saying to him, well, there really was nothing there, isn't there? Well, we're doing an investigation, and we're going to find something. Well, if you're doing an investigation, isn't there the possibility that you'll find nothing? And they were rattling this guy.
Okay,
they were asking tough questions like they never ask in this country.
I also saw they were two things. There's some woman, she used to be, some kind of interior something or the other, and they were questioning her, too, on this. Claire,
uh-huh.
I think her first name was Claire.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember, but they were really, and she was saying, hey, you know what? We should have never taken the inspectors out. Otherwise, she was giving the straight up dope. But having said all this and talking about who should be elected, et cetera,
right.
You know what the really horrible, horrible part of this is?
What?
Is that even if right now, if you could go in and handcuff and chain every individual responsible for what happened and haul them off to jail.
That's a great idea. Hey, I like that.
Yeah, I like it too. But
no, if you could do it, yes.
The problem is it would not undo the damage and the terrible things we have done in Iraq.
Right, that's
true. The 5,000 to 7,000 people killed, mostly children, the almost total destruction of their infrastructure.
Yeah.
Hussein was bad. There's no doubt about that. But what we have done is 10 times worse.
It may be. I believe that there was another way to get rid of this guy. There was another way to deal with it. We didn't have to do it the way it was done. We definitely did not want Hussein there. Not a good guy to have kicking around with money and
Yeah, but the thing
he
is,
would have gone
not
after
behind,
weapons again.
He did not.
He was
have
not behind September 11th. He was not behind Al Qaeda. There was another way to deal with him. We created.
Well, one of the ways. Let me, if I interject here, one of the ways was those generals that we bribed to tell their armies to stand down. Why didn't we bribe them a little bit more and say, hey, go in there and take out Hussein and his relatives, and we'll give you a couple million dollars more.
That's right. There are definitely ways.
You know,
all right. Well, hey, John, it's been a pleasure. We're going to move along here.
Okay, though. Thank you.
And it's great to hear you. Billy from Santa Fe, you're on the air. Or is it Santa Cruz?
That's it.
Yay, Santa Cruz, beautiful country there. Redwood country.
It is beautiful here.
You betcha.
You know, let's broaden this out a little bit.
Okay.
And restate your question about the Democrats.
Are the Democrats ready to fight dirty, do whatever it takes to save this country from the right-wing radical cabal, which has taken it down the pooper shooter?
Okay. I got a two-prong answer for you. Number one, the fact is that the people that the thing I figured out is the people who aspire to power and leadership have a character flaw. Yeah, exactly. But isn't this the issue? And then here's the other side of it. Okay, we can go into it more in a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
The
okay.
other prong of that answer is, and you and I and everybody else that calls this program, it's pretty clear to us the damage that George Bush and the kind of people that he's behind is doing to this country. And yet, he is incredibly popular. Let me say it, because you won't. The American people are really stupid.
The American people are very stupid, and they have to be educated. They have to be educated. You're right,
they're not interested in being soft, educated, Curtis.
No, they're not. They're not, and that's why it takes leadership to do it.
What
As
leadership?
I started out this show, I said, I am not here to say what's popular. I'm here to say what's right. Jesus did not say what was popular. Jesus said what was true. When Moses came down off Mount Sinai, he saw his people worshiping the golden calf. He did not become a golden calf worshiper. He led his people.
Yes,
and that's what's going to take. Martin Luther King was not popular. Even the black people were saying, Martin, slow down. Martin, you're causing too much trouble. But he stood by what was right.
Martin Luther
and then
King
the people came around.
Election. The problem is the political system that allows for a person to have more than one term becomes the be-all and end-all of these people.
So now
their
what
personal
is...
power. So as you point out, everything is generated by polls.
Right. What is
the
character flaw you were talking about? What is
that we would assume to elect?
What is the character flaw? You said people who seek power, political power, have a character flaw. Now, what would that be?
Well, you know, if we look around the world, what we see is that, as you point out, a Robert Mugabe in Malaysia, the Mahathir, these people are people who seek out power, are Bush, Gray Davis. They don't really want to accomplish anything other than personal power for themselves. That is their character flaw.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And, you know, and Bush, on top of it, is a dry drunk. He stopped drinking, but he didn't change his thinking. This guy is constitutionally incapable of being honest. He exhibits all of the character flaws of a dry drunk.
Why doesn't it matter
you're either
to the
with me
people?
Or, pardon me?
Why does that not matter to the American people?
It has never been pointed out to them.
Oh, yes, it has.
It has not been pointed out in a systematic, incessant, relentless way.
You know what?
And because the other people, because the Democrats who seek political power... They want power so much they're afraid to offend anybody.
That's right.
They don't realize that that the American people like a fighter, and they like a good fight. And if they stand up and give a good fight and punch this guy right in his dry, drunk nose, they're going to say, hey, wow, that's kind of fun. And the American people also like to see the mighty dragged down into the mud. And when the Democrats are ready to step up and do that and drag this crowd down into the mud and lay them low, strike hard, strike low, and lay these people low, then the American people will come around, and being just as stupid and greedy and selfish as they are, they'll still come around and start cheering the other side.
The problem with the presidency is treated in a special way psychologically by the American public, and they appear to be incapable of not supporting their president. The people who are a little duller than you and me, the half of the population that's got an IQ under 115, well, they think that patriotism means you support your president. The country's wrong, right, no matter what.
Yeah, that's right. And see, that's why somebody's got to get up and just say, if you believe it is wrong to question the government, you are un-American.
But who's going to put money behind a candidate like that?
It is un-American to just go along with the government. This country was built on people fighting the government. They fought the government of Britain when it ruled this country. People have always, Americans have always been skeptical of government. That's how Ronald Reagan got elected, by saying, we're against the government, we're against big government.
Not within the law. Yeah, they broke the law to do the right thing. These Tories, these conservatives, they can't make anything better. They can only kiss up to King George.
That's right. That's right. And you see, somebody, the liberals have always been afraid to call somebody un-American because
I'm
they think
I'm not afraid to do it.
I'm not either.
I'm see, not they, a liberal. I'm a radical.
That's thank you very much. I'm a radical too, and we are brother radicals here, and the radicals are not afraid to say what the candy ass liberals have always been afraid to say. They get caught in the conundrum. They think it's un-American to call somebody un-American.
So how can we win a popular vote? Although I guess we
very simple. We can go out there and call a spade a spade. George Bush is a dry drunk. He's a liar. And they've got to go out and embrace Monica Lewinsky. That's what, see, as my last caller was saying, Gore lost because he ran away from Clinton. He should have stuck to Clinton. Remember,
Gore lost because he did not get together with the Green Party and give them what they needed so that they would have thrown their presidential support to him.
That's true, too.
That's a huge failure of McCullough and Gore.
That's true, too. But without refighting the last election, one thing to remember is that Monica Lewinsky, the people stood behind Clinton and against the Republicans during that whole debacle.
Most of the time. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, we got some more calls coming up here, so don't go away. 1-800-825-5937. Curtis Ellis sitting here for Peter Werby, who's eating some birthday cake right now. Oh, there he is, blowing out the candles. Happy birthday, Peter.
Nice drive, Jim.
Thanks. You know, I wish my business plan was a straight. We just can't grow anymore with our current facility. I've looked at the price to build, but I'm afraid to spend the money.
Jim, I've known you since you've started your business. You succeeded because you made tough decisions and took risk.
Well...
Look, I had the same problem, but I called General Steel Corporation. The general helped me build my new office and warehouse, and I stayed within my budget. I couldn't believe the time and money I saved compared to traditional construction.
That's a steel building?
It sure is, but with the stucco and rock products provided by the general, you just can't tell. They engineered the building for this area and to fit my needs. When the economy rebounds, I'll be ready to gain market share.
Save time and money with a General Steel building. Call toll free 1-866-96-STEEL. Whether you need a 40 by 60 for under $13,000 or a 60 by 200 for under $49,000, call 1-866-96-STEEL. If you need space, you need the general. Call 1-866-96-STEEL today.
When I fell, my doctor didn't give me Tylenol. She gave me Advil.
I was surprised. My doctor gave me Advil.
Advil is my doctor's choice for muscle pain.
Truth is, doctors nationwide choose Advil most for tough muscle pain, strains, and sprains. Advil can give you longer-term relief than Tylenol on tough pain.
Now I always make sure I have Advil in the house.
Make the doctor's choice your choice. For better relief, advance to Advil.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
Edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much IE America right today from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
We have this representative sampling from yesterday addressed to Dudley Do-Right.
Yes, sir, Inspector!
You must be a miserable person. You think everybody is out to screw you. You don't like the Republicans, George W., government authority, police, fire, CIA, FBI, NSA, phone companies, airlines, successful people. The list goes on and on and on and on and on.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Hey, Chuck, welcome to Nebraska. How you doing, buddy?
Welcome to Nebraska.
How are you doing? We're lost in sauce, buddy.
You guys are having way too much fun. You know that.
Isn't that the truth? What can we do for you, Chuck?
Hey, I tell you what. I got a border collie, and I called you guys up about 9-10 months ago, and you gave me some advice. This dog was a one-person dog, and that was my wife. Mm. And you gave me some advice that said that
you
give him some time and work with him, and I did. And I just want to thank you guys for what you said to me, because I really worked with his dog, and now he's kind of on my side.
And that doesn't bother you so much, does it?
No, not really. No.
Excellent.
No, actually, this phone call is just to thank you for your advice. I sure appreciate that, because it sure worked out good. It worked out great.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
It's the Peter Werby Show with special guest host Curtis Ellis. Give Curtis a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Curtis.
Hey, gang. I'm here filling in for Peter Werby, who's out enjoying some birthday cake right now. It is... Yeah, that's the sound of enjoying birthday cake, which is what Peter is doing because it's his birthday today, so he'll be back. In the meantime, that number again, 800-825-5937. That is the number that Pat dialed from Santa Fe, and now you're on the air. Thank you.
Hi there, Curtis. How you doing?
You're very good. How are you, sir?
Good. Good job you're doing. Just wanted to talk about Billy from Santa Cruz. He had said that American people are stupid. I don't think they're stupid. I think they just... They're naive. They need leadership. They need to know what's going on. And with the way the media is, all they're hearing is one side.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right.
I mean, I talked to people, and they, you know, Clinton never gave me $400. You know, George W. Right. did, so I'm voting for him. Well, you know, if they knew what the whole story was, they wouldn't be feeling that way.
Yeah, exactly. People are not given the information. The media just gives people what a few broadcast executives in New York think they want to hear.
Exactly.
And it's like, I always say, it's like if you only gave your kid cotton candy, your kid would never ask for vegetables or tomatoes or pizza. And, you know, I don't eat pizza. I never had pizza. I don't like pizza. Well, you never tried it, so
exactly.
You don't know if you like it.
And yeah, there's a colleague of mine here I work with. He's a real conservative, or was anyway, and he started listening to the IE, and... You know, he kept on going, well, I didn't know that. Well, I didn't know that. And he's, you know, he turned off Rush, and he's listening to you guys.
Well, that's great.
It is great. Man. So people can change. I mean, they just gotta learn. They gotta understand.
That's right. The scales can be lifted from their eyes. They can see the light, and it takes leadership to show them the way.
That's right. I mean, they're not stupid. They will listen, and they will understand.
That's right. These people, the American people, are ignorant. They're not stupid.
Right.
They have been kept ignorant. They have been kept in the dark. And it is up to us who know better to show them the way. Now, people think that the 40-hour work week, which, of course, is history again, and the 5-day work week has been just naturally evolved. They don't know that people fought union battles to get there and to get these rights, and that the middle class didn't just happen. It was created by people fighting for decent wages. We have to tell the people this, let them know the true history of this country, how it came about, and then we will see a change in the political
political leadership in this country. Thank you so much, Pat. If you got more, hang on. We'll be right back with some more. We got another hour of fun here on some of our stations here on the IE America Radio Network. My name's Curtis Ellis, and my phone number is 1-800-825-5937. Always want to hear from you, so please call.
Been listening to the Peter Werby Show on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
The Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern, on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
Yes, thank you in Mandarin Chinese.
Is it really? Mm-hmm.
Bantila is like cool.
Chinese lesson now.
Wow, Nancy, you're so smart.
Bantila.
You know everything. I should have watched MSNBC.
You should have.
I want to be just like you. I figure all I need's a lobotomy and some tights.
On the IE America Radio Network.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Erica Kane. An Ohio truck driver has pleaded guilty to plotting terrorism with the Al-Qaeda terrorist network. Attorney General John Ashcroft says Ayman Faris, a naturalized American citizen, led a secret double life that included meetings with Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden.
This afternoon, I am announcing that Judge Lonnie Brenkema of the United States District Court in the Eastern District of Virginia has unsealed the guilty plea of Ayman Faris, also known as Muhammad Ralph.
Faris scouted sites for possible terrorist strikes and took part in plots to derail trains and sabotage a bridge in New York City. Secretary of State Colin Powell believes there are still signs the so-called roadmap to peace in the Middle East is workable. While on a visit to Bangladesh, Powell said he saw signs of progress between Israelis and Palestinians.
We can't let these acts of terror keep us from that dream, keep us from that possibility. We have to keep moving forward, and the reports I have from my staff within the past few hours suggest that some progress is being made.
Powell confirmed he plans to visit Jerusalem as well as the Palestinian territories tomorrow. Domestic diva Martha Stewart's trial on charges of securities fraud, making false statements, and obstruction of justice will get underway January 12th. Stewart was in a Manhattan court earlier today, where a federal judge set the trial date. Convicted rapist and former fugitive Andrew Luster is en route to the U.S. from Mexico and in the custody of FBI officials one day after being picked up by a bounty hunter. The 39-year-old heir to the Max Factor empire was convicted in absentia earlier this year by a California jury on 86 counts of rape and sexual assault. More news in a moment.
Hey, Larry, baby, you want to go for a ride?
Why, Vince, I didn't know you cared.
I don't, but I'm looking for a baby.
But, Vince, we're crash dummies.
Well, your head's about the size of a baby.
What are you doing?
Taking it off! I'm using your head in a rear-facing infant seat.
Why?
To show how babies up front are in airbag danger.
You know I get sick when I ride backwards and without a body.
Up in front, kids won't know what hit them when the airbag blows.
Then why do people put their kids up front, Vince?
I don't know. Maybe it makes them feel better to see them sitting by their side. Although, if my baby looked like you, he'd ride in the trunk.
And where are we going, Vince?
You know that brick wall with the big bullseye?
I can see it vaguely in the back of my mind.
Well, in 2 seconds, that's exactly where it's going to be. Holy cow, Larry, you're embedded in the seat.
Fire iron.
I can't understand you. I'll go get a tire iron.
Thank you.
You could learn a lot from a dummy. Buckle your kids in the back seat. A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
There were 13,000 fewer Americans filing for first-time jobless benefits in the week ending June 14th. According to the Labor Department, initial unemployment claims dropped from 434,000 to 421,000 during that time frame. That decrease was better than most analyst expectations of a 426,000 reading, but it was still considered stubbornly high, as economists generally view the 400,000 level as a sign of a stagnant labor industry. More news after this.
Honey, why are you wallpapering? Hmm? I thought you needed to fix the lawnmower and a bunch of other stuff around here.
This isn't wallpaper. I'm just hanging up my to-do list.
Have a lot on your list? Sears can get you through it more quickly by offering easy access to over 4.5 million parts. Call 1-800-4-MY-HOME, click on Sears.com, or come into a Sears Parts and Repair Center. Where can you find the right part for all major brands of lawn equipment and home appliances, no matter where you bought them? Sears. Where else?
Democratic Congressman and presidential candidate Dick Gephardt made an early campaign stop in L.A. yesterday, hoping to get some local union support.
Gephardt told members of the Service Employees International Union that during next year's elections, voters will have a real choice.
And I'm prepared to say to people, if you like the Bush tax cuts, if you think that's great, vote for Bush. But if you want health care that can't be taken away from you, vote for me, because that's what my plan does. So it's a big choice, a big important choice.
His $200 billion plan for health care will provide employers a tax credit of 60% of whatever health plan they would have to provide for employees. In Los Angeles, I'm Richard Santiago.
Some light is being shed on the development of autism. Researchers say a child's inability to process the toxic metal mercury could lead to the baffling condition for which there's no cure. The findings on mercury and autism are published in the journal New Scientist. I'm Erica Kane, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Anti-lock brakes, seat belts, and airbags, all ounces of prevention safety that equip today's cars. But when we come back, I'll tell you where there's a pound of cure, just in case you need it.
Asphalt, rubber, metal, speed. This is racing. For Tony Stewart, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Matt Kenseth, and John Andretti, there's one more key to racing. Champion spark plugs. They race different makes of cars. Chevy, Pontiac, Dodge, Ford. But they all trust Champion because they all have the same destination, the winner's circle. Champion powers all.
Be sure to ask your service technician or auto parts retailer for Champion spark plugs.
Today's technology-equipped cars are designed to prevent accidents. But when they happen, it's technology again, this time to the rescue. 1,000 cars in upstate New York are testing automated collision notification. This system uses in-vehicle sensors to detect a crash and then employs a satellite and cellular phone system to relate the severity and location of the accident directly to 911. After receiving this information, the operator then opens a voice line and dispatches emergency assistance. Wow, that sounds like 2 pounds of cure to me. I'm Bobby Likas, brought to you by Champion, the world's favorite spark plug.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
Welcome to the Peter Werby Show with special guest host Curtis Ellis. Give Curtis a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Curtis.
Hey, gang. It's the final hour of Peter Werby Show. I'm sitting here for Peter because Peter is sitting on a birthday cake, blowing out a candle. It's his birthday today, and I'm happy to be able to give him the day off. And I'm happy to be here talking with you guys. 1-800-825-5937. I want to let you know that the Senate Commerce Committee has voted to overturn parts of those Federal Communications Commission decision. The FCC decided that the big elitist corporations should own everything, all the TV stations, all the radio stations, all the newspapers. They should just have total mind control over all of us, or even further mind control over all of us. Well, the Senate Commerce Committee said the FCC went too far. They want to roll some of those regulations back. I'm not sure it's going to result. I know it is not going to result in a free press, but it's better than not rolling those regulations back. So the Senate Commerce Committee has voted to roll back the FCC rulings on the media ownership caps. Now it's got to go to the full Senate, where it'll probably get mauled, and then it'll go into the House of Representatives, where it'll absolutely get mauled. So we should not break out the champagne yet, but the FCC has been reprimanded by the Senate Commerce Committee. They want to roll back some of those media ownership rules. And I'll tell you, what's got to happen, I think, is that the media has got to be restructured in this country. I think companies like General Electric, who make nuclear weapons and nuclear power plants and sell stuff to the Defense Department, they make arms and munitions and everything, they should not be allowed to own television stations. They should not be allowed to own broadcast networks. They should not be in control of a news division, which is a major provider of news to the American people, because that news will be slanted. I think that only media companies should be allowed to own media properties. That's the way it used to be, not by law, but just that's the way it was. You had little small companies or even big companies owning television networks, but that's all they owned. They didn't get mucked up in other things. Now, sometimes you had newspapers that owned TV stations. That's another thing, and in situations that's probably okay. But in other situations, it's not okay. If the only newspaper in your town owns the only TV station in your town, that's a monopoly of information. It's like the Soviet Union. That's a communist setup, like Red China, and that's un-American, and that shouldn't be allowed. But so there's got to be a great divestiture going on in this country, and the news divisions of the networks should not have to deliver ratings. They should not have to put on what is popular. They should not have to compete with the entertainment division to make ratings to sell soap. Because what happens then, I've seen it. I've worked on TV news. What happens is that the news directors say, well, let's run the story about the naked strippers that Michael Jordan was seen with, because that's going to get people tuned in. And let's not cover that story about the polluting General Electric Company, because people don't care about that. And besides, my boss that owns General Electric wouldn't want us writing about that. And they do all kinds of things like that. And you have a situation where people are, the news directors are putting on what's popular rather than what people need to know about. They put on what they think people want to see. And so you end up with stupid news, and then you don't even know that the Taliban are on the march and that they're going to be sending terrorists over here to bomb us, because nobody wants to hear about foreign news. They'd rather hear about Michael Jackson or some nonsense like that. So anyway, I think that we need a radical restructuring of the media here, and hopefully it won't restructure me out of a job. April in West Virginia, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Curtis.
Good afternoon.
Well, this is the first time I've ever called, and I'm one of these kinder, gentler Democrats. Not at all. I became very, very interested in the political situation, just about the time that the unelected fraud put his name in the hat for the presidential nomination. I called because I heard you mentioning our Senator Byrd, who we're very, very proud of.
And you have every reason to be. I'm proud of him. As an American, I am proud to have Senator Byrd there. He's a credit to all of us.
He's become an international hero. I mean,
he has.
But the KKK thing, I wanted to kind of clear that up, because a lot of people don't understand that, yes, Senator Byrd was a KKK member over 60 years ago.
That's right. And I believe in forgiveness myself.
Oh, you know, he was a kid, and he wrote in through a magazine for a membership.
Oh, really? You could join the KKK through magazines?
60 years ago, yeah. You know, and of course, he's admitted that long ago and far away, and has certainly made up for it now. So I love it when the flying ditto monkeys like to throw up the KKK about
him. Yeah, right. I love that,
absurd.
Too. They say, did you know that he was a member of the KKK? Why aren't the Democrats down on him like they are on Trent Lott? Well, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, and Trent Lott's here and now. Trent Lott, always a bad hair day guy.
Yeah. That's right. Somebody asked, do you know what's in Trent Lott's heart? I said, no, and I don't know what's in his hair either.
Oh, I know it. Something's growing in there. Well, there was a journalist that called Senator Byrd a lion in winter, and You know, we know that he's not the most liberal senator on the planet, but it is interesting that he has now been able to stand up and say exactly what he thinks without fear of repercussions. I mean, what does he have to be afraid of? He has nothing to be afraid of anymore. So at least he's using this time that he doesn't have to be afraid anymore of political repercussions to say the things that really, really need to be said.
That's right. Bless his heart. I'll tell you, when he was doing the filibuster against the Homeland Defense Bill,
oh, yeah,
I was riveted. I would turn on C-SPAN and just leave it on. I just loved to hear him talk. He would go on for hours and hours and hours, and it was a real joy to listen to him.
Oh, I know it. I love him. He definitely knows his stuff, and if anyone has been spanking those, as Bart Kopp calls them, the pink tutu Democrats, it's been Senator Burr, because it certainly isn't the rest of our congressmen.
No.
The other thing I just wanted to mention real quickly, you know, we have all this problem with dissent and we're unpatriotic, blah, blah, blah. I like to tell these guys, you know, over in Iraq, they don't tolerate a difference of opinion. So if that's the kind of country you want, I suggest you move over to Iraq and then you guys can practice whatever it is that you're trying to get this, wherever you're trying to lead this country to, and go ahead and practice it over there and see how long you last. Because they have no right to dissent over there. The
exactly.
government does nothing for their people. So if you want to know what it's like not to have the federal government and taxes, well, go on over there and see if you like living there.
Exactly. That's the kind of simple, straight talk we need. You got to say, if you got a problem with me dissenting, if you got a problem with people dissenting against the government, go to Iran. You're not allowed to dissent over there. That's the kind of country you want. Just go over there. If you don't like this country, get out of here.
That's right. And they're the ones telling us love it or leave it. No, I'll tell you what. You leave it because you're the one that has a problem with dissent, not me.
Exactly. This country was built on dissent. It's built on people speaking out against the government. And if you have a problem with that, go someplace else. Just get out of America. You are un-American. And I'm not afraid to tell people that.
That's right.
And it's like you say, these pink tutu Democrats, they better drink their Geritol, take their castor oil, and stiffen up and get out there and start swinging. Because otherwise, we are all going to the gas chamber.
Well, they're going to have to do something because we're losing this. Politeness is not working. And I agreed 110% with what you said before that, you know, I'm of Irish descent. I like a good bar brawl once in a while.
That's
and
right.
I want to know that my guys are in there and that they can hold their own.
Man, I love that movie, The Gangs of New York. Because yeah. I know it wasn't totally historically accurate, but, man, those politicians, they had gangs with brass knuckles and sharpened teeth, and they get out there and fight for what they wanted. And the Irish weren't allowed to vote, so they made gangs with meat cleavers and everything, and they said, you don't want us to vote? All right, we're going to beat your head in.
Yep. They should have done that down in Miami with that gang of Republican thugs closing down the Dade County count.
That's right. That's right. You know, and I've been asking about this. I said, now, why did Al Gore tell Jesse Jackson to go home? Because Jesse Jackson came down there, and Al Sharpton came down there, and they started to build a mob that was ready to fight for the fact that the black people weren't allowed to vote in Florida in that election.
That
they were systematically... That's right. They were systematically denied the right to vote, and they were called off. You know why? Because Al Gore and that snake, Joe Lieberman, didn't want to fight, and they did not want the Democrats to be identified with black people. That's what I believe. And
wasn't that the time that Jesse Jackson, they came out very shortly after that or right around that time about his affair?
I don't know if that was, it might have been. I'm not sure of that timeline.
I think that
was
pretty close to that time. But you know, that little Lieberman, that little troll,
yeah.
I mean.
They should throw him out of the Democratic Party as well.
Well, you know, he can go in the same boat as Zell Miller and John Barrow from Louisiana, as far as I'm concerned.
That's right. They should all go on a very slow boat to China and maybe sink halfway there, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, Lieberman made me sick. He lost my respect the moment he opened his mouth and said, well, you know, maybe we shouldn't fight about this. And
Yeah, he lost my respect when he came out against Bill Clinton during the whole Lewinsky thing.
Oh,
when he said, I'm ashamed of the president. Well, Joe, it's none of your business. It's nobody's business. It's between him and Hillary and Monica, and it's none of your business, and you are not earning any points by standing up against Bill Clinton on this issue and standing with that un-American creep Ken Starr.
I mean, so ashamed. I was so ashamed of the Democratic Party for not standing 110% behind Big Dog. They should have been there. They should
they
have railroaded.
They could have won the House back. They could have won the House back in 1998.
I know.
If they had stood up for him, they came within 5 seats of getting the House back in 98. If they had come out and said, vote Democratic, we will end this investigation, we will end this nonsense, we will end this witch hunt, all you have to do is vote Democrat, they would have gotten it. But they were afraid to do that. They couldn't even read the polls. The polls said the American people were sick of this. At the time, I was working with MSNBC. It's the worst period of my life. It's worse than it's even worse than when I was a heroin addict working at MSNBC. It was the worst nightmare. And I was working with John Gibson, who happens to be a nice guy, even though he's on Fox right now. And he had a call-in show. And I had to screen the calls that were coming in. And day after day, I would get call after call from these Republicans. And they were saying, I'm a lifelong Republican, and I'm ashamed at what the Republican Party is doing with this impeachment. And when I heard those calls, not one, not two, I heard them every day,
yep,
day in, day out, and they were for real. I knew there was something going on. I knew there was something deep and serious going on, and I knew that if the Democratic Party had stood up then and said, vote Democrat, end this nightmare, end this shameful episode, they would have won. They would have taken the House back.
I agree.
But they didn't have the guts. They didn't have the guts to do that. And they need to get a little backbone. Like you said, April, we love to see a good bar fight. And even though I'm a pacifist, I like to see one. So, thank you so much for calling. The phone number here is 800-825-5937. I'm Curtis Ellis, sitting in for Peter Werby, who's off celebrating his birthday with a stripper and a lap dance. Yeah, it's his wife giving him the lap dance, though. Don't worry.
Nice drive, Jim.
Thanks. You know, I wish my business plan was as straight. We just can't grow anymore with our current facility. I've looked at the price to build, but I'm afraid to spend the money.
Jim, I've known you since you've started your business. You succeeded because you made tough decisions and took risks.
Well...
Look, I had the same problem, but I called General Steel Corporation. The general helped me build my new office and warehouse, and I stayed within my budget. I couldn't believe the time and money I saved compared to traditional construction.
That's a steel building?
It sure is, but with the stucco and rock products provided by the general, you just can't tell. They engineered the building for this area and to fit my needs. When the economy rebounds, I'll be ready to gain market share.
Save time and money with a General Steel building. Call toll free 1-866-96-STEEL. Whether you need a 40 by 60 for under $13,000 or a 60 by 200 for under $49,000, call 1-866-96-STEEL. If you need space, you need the general. Call 1-866-96-STEEL today.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Let's hear it for Ed Rosenthal. He's a marijuana grower. But before you can say drug dealer, let me say that he grows his marijuana to be sold for medical purposes, supplying patients under doctor supervision and who need the medicine to treat severe and chronic pain, cancer-induced nausea, and other ailments. Providing medical marijuana for these patients, many of whom are terminally ill and have no other medicine to ease their agonies, is not only humane and medically sound, but it's also perfectly legal. In 1996, the people of California voted to okay this use of the cannabis plant.
In 2001, however, George W. chose John Mad Dog Ashcroft to be the U.S. Attorney General. And this super pious right-wing extremist has zero respect for the will of the people. Asserting his personal bias over states' rights and democratic choice, the authoritarian Ashcroft is on a prosecutorial crusade against California and the eight other states that have passed medical marijuana laws. Saying that his views and the federal law preempt state law, Ashcroft's agents have been going after people like Rosenthal with a vengeance. In a perverse Orwellian twist of justice, the feds convicted Ed by refusing to allow him to tell jurors that he was operating within state law. Jurors later angrily said they would have acquitted him had they known this. Now the good news. Instead of 100 years in prison and a $4.5 million fine, as the absurd federal law allows, the judge only assessed a $1,000 fine and one day in prison for Ed. Rosenthal will now appeal this silly conviction itself, and his case has become a rallying point for all of us who think this federal law is an anti-American assault on our basic liberties. Yet Ashcroft is as arrogant and autocratic as ever. As one of his agents said of Ed and us supporters of common sense, we are not listening to them. This is Jim Hightower saying, and that's exactly what's wrong with national drug policy.
We're back. It's the Peter Werby Show with special guest host Curtis Ellis. Give Curtis a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Curtis.
Yeah, you better call me or I'm going to get one of those Irish bar brawlers on your case. 800-825-5937. What do the Democrats have to do to get some backbone? Man, they need some geritol. When you've got an 80,000-year-old senator like Robert Byrd, who's got more fight in him than most of these clowns running for the Democratic presidential nomination, this country's in sad shape. But all the news is not bad news, because I've got some books to give away, and I'm going to tell you how you can get one. It's a great book. It's called The Latest Bombshell by Michelle Mitchell, who happens to be a friend of mine. I'll spit it out. She happens to be a friend of mine, full disclosure here, but that did not color my perception. I read this book. It's a real page-turner. It's a lot of fun. It's about a journalist in Washington, D.C., who is convicted by a military tribunal on fake charges that he gave away secrets to the Chinese. He passed military secrets to the Chinese, and he's wrongfully convicted in a secret military tribunal by some crazy attorney general and some corrupt White House consultant, and the media... The patriotism-crazed media jumps on the bandwagon and pillories this man, and there's all these awful media types and politicos in Washington that all jump on this lying, awful bandwagon. But there is one political consultant who sets out to clear his name, and it's a real fun book. It's very witty and it's funny. It's not. I made it sound very serious and everything, and it is that. It's got some great political analysis in there, but it's also very funny and light. This political consultant, Kate Booth, likes to drink champagne and go to Italy, and she's a lot of fun. And I was at the book party last night, and I was talking to some of Michelle's friends who used to work on Capitol Hill, and they were telling me stories about who Kellyanne Fitzpatrick and all the bimbos on the right used to sleep with and how they had affairs and who slept with Jack Kemp's wife and why her career is now ruined and all the congressmen and how they used to diddle the interns and the high school girls that worked in their office. Man, so some of that stuff shows up in the book. Now, if you want to win a copy of The Latest Bombshell, you have to go to www.ieamericaradio.com, and then you will find on that homepage, on the right-hand side, you look, and it says Entertainment News by Curtis Ellis. Click here. And right below that, it says For a Chance to Win from Curtis, click here. So click there, and you will get an email form, and on the you have to put your name in. You can put your first name in or both names if you want. And on the subject line, say book contest. And then in the message area, you're going to put down A, B, C, D, or fill in a name to answer this question. Because this is right from Michelle's book. She talks about a fresh-faced conservative commentator who is a noted fall-on-his-face drunk. Now, Michelle told me that this is a real person. There really is. One of these TV conservative commentators is known in Washington for getting so drunk he falls right on his face. So who do you think that describes? A, George Will. B, Tucker Carlson. C, Robert Novak. D, Ralph Reed. Or E, somebody else. And you can just put in any name you want. And I'm not sure there's a right answer, though I do know who the person is that she's referring to. Then you send it in. Be sure to include your email address. And next Friday, a week from tomorrow, we will be selecting the lucky winners, because I got a couple dozen of these books to give away. And you can all get this great book. It's a real fun read. It's got great politics, too. A couple of other things in there. She talks about the television hostess who in her youth rendezvoused with a White House press chief and a Secretary of State. Yes, indeed. She also says the patent leather shoes take forever to break in. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. So if you've got some thoughts on that, and she also believes that if you press the champagne bubbles against the roof of your mouth while you drink it, you don't get a headache from champagne. I don't know if any of this is true, but I do know that there is a conservative commentator who is known in Washington as a fall-on-his-face drunk. A, B, C, D, or E, send it in, ieamericaradio.com, and you can win a copy of the latest bombshell. The phone number, 800-825-5937.
You don't want to be late for your golf lesson, or else you'll never learn how to outdrive your girlfriend. So you probably want to make something quick for dinner. Think fast, think eggs. Like poached eggs over French bread topped with your favorite chunky salsa. They're delicious, easy to make, and ready in minutes. So you make it on time, the pro adjusts your grip, and now you're driving the ball 250 yards. All thanks to the incredible edible egg. Think fast, think eggs. For other quick dinner ideas, visit AEB.org, the American Egg Board.
You're listening to The Peter Werby Show. Family Talk with Mike Riera is next on IE America Radio Network.
A dozen new children's mystery books turn readers into environmental detectives. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. Kids often find lectures hard to swallow, but a good story works every time. That's the idea behind a new series of mystery novels by Gloria Skrzynski and Elaine Ferguson. National Geographic commissioned the books called Mysteries in Our National Parks. Each of the 12 stories is set in a different park, and each involves a threatened or endangered species. Skrzynski says young readers learn a lot about natural history, environmental problems, and survival tips wrapped in compelling mysteries.
That was the whole idea of putting these books together, to reach out and bring excitement into the stories, but also have them factually based. You want to entice the kids to read them and perhaps a little bit unconsciously absorb what the message is, to protect our public lands and be careful, particularly of the wildlife.
The mystery series revolves around the adventures of a fictional family that includes a 13-year-old boy and an 11-year-old girl. Each story is based on a real event that happened in a particular park. For example, in Cliffhanger, a cougar has attacked a hiker in Mesa Verde National Park. The family tries to figure out why the animal had lost its natural fear of humans. The story also probes the disappearance of an ancient Hopi Indian culture. Skrzynski says she and Ferguson interviewed naturalists, rangers, and police to develop each story, and she says they came to appreciate the diverse beauty of America's parks. The Mysteries in the National Parks, the first fiction ever published by National Geographic, are designed for kids between 8 and 13. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Gaylord Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.
Peter Werby Show.
My website, peterwerby.com. Somebody wrote in,
And in fact, they called him to that 800 number, some right-wing nutball, and he's going, between every sentence, he says, anywho, you really suck, and anywho, your website looks like it was put together by a teenager.
Perhaps he's homophobic. Oh, my gosh.
Well, he did say something about, he says, anywho, your photograph of you smiling, maybe one of your friends is tickling you, if you know what I mean.
Oh, my.
I didn't know what he meant. But, you know, and I thought, I ought to try to make it a little more professional, right? But you know how ornery I actually am, right? And so I'm going to keep it like that. I'm going to have it this mess, because what you're supposed to have is buttons.
Screw texture them. Or something like
screw
that.
Screw them. That's what I say. I'm keeping it messy.
The Peter Werby Show, weekdays from 2 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network. It's the Peter Werby Show with special guest host Curtis Ellis. Give Curtis a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Curtis.
Start me up, folks. This is the last half hour of Peter Werby's show today. Peter is home celebrating his birthday, or maybe he's out celebrating his birthday. Let's put it this way. He ain't here celebrating his birthday, because I'm here with you for the next 30 minutes. Next 27 minutes, actually. And the phone number is 800-825-5937. Talking about whatever you want to talk about. How can the Democrats get some backbone to take back this country from the right-wing radicals, which are just destroying it? I heard some good news the other day. Over in Denver, apparently the progressive left-wing candidates won 11 out of the 13 seats on the city council. It was almost a clean sweep, and the mayor is now the new mayor of Denver owns a brew pub. He owns a brewery. I know the guy, John Wynkoop. He owns the Wynkoop Brew Pub in downtown Denver. I did a show from there once. We were giving away beer. That certainly brought him in. It was a great fun show. And I don't know what John's politics are, but he seems like a nice guy. But apparently, the rest of the city council of Denver is controlled by left-wing progressives. If they can do it in Denver, which is supposed to be that staunch, individualist, rugged, Western Republican country, if they can take control in Denver, we can do it anywhere. So if anybody knows how they did it in Denver, I don't know how. I only know that they did do it. I learned this on C-SPAN. So if anybody knows, you can call 800-825-5937. I'd always like to know. I say the Democrats have to come out fighting. They got to fight dirty, and they got to bait the bear. Got to be unafraid of riling these conservatives. You don't play nice with these people. Get them stirred up. And we have a great opportunity here, because right now the Bush administration has nominated, they're going to nominate Brett Kavanaugh, one of the guys who worked for Ken Starr. And he wrote that pornographic report, which detailed all of the sex between Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton. And we know the American people hated that whole episode. They hated it. So we have an opportunity now to paint the Bush administration with the Ken Starr brush. Ken Starr, who has blood on his hands, he has the blood of 3,000 people who died in New York and Washington on September 11th, the blood is on the hands of Ken Starr, because Ken Starr had hundreds of FBI agents working for him trying to track down fellatio instead of tracking down terrorists. The terrorists were setting up sleeper cells while America slept, and Ken Starr had wet dreams about fellatio. And America was lulled to sleep by the mass media that picked up on this phony sex scandal, and they diverted the FBI from its true job of protecting America into chasing down fellatio in the White House, and thereby letting the terrorists slip into this country and kill Americans. And it's all Ken Starr's fault. And the Democrats have to put it that plainly. That's what happened. They're afraid to say it. I have not heard any mainstream Democrat say that. Say that the Republicans and this impeachment madness, Tom DeLay was part of it, Ken Starr was part of it, and now this new judge they want to have, a lifetime job on the D.C. Court of Appeals, they want this guy to have a lifetime job. He is responsible for the 3,000 people who died in New York and Washington on September 11th. They got to put it right that way, and I'm going to talk to Monica Lewinsky, and I'll bet she'll say it, and the Democrats have to embrace Monica Lewinsky. They have to hug her. They should kiss her. They should say, we have nothing against Monica. And that will drive the Republicans crazy, and they will come out frothing at the mouth. And they will bring it all back into clear focus so the American people can see just how rabid they are and how disgusting they are. And then the Democrats, with a little political jujitsu, can win and overthrow this whole house of cards. They can't just go for the White House. They got to go for the White House and the House of Representatives and the Senate. And then they got to get the exterminator out and get rid of all the lice in the federal judiciary, all of the lice which have infested it, that have been nominated and sent there by these Republicans like George Bush, like this guy Olson. Oh, my God. These people are disgusting. I'm getting sick just thinking about it. I can't talk about it anymore. The phone number here is 800-825-5937. Are the Democrats ready to fight? Are they ready to do whatever it takes to save this country? Are you ready to do whatever it takes? Because I'll tell you, this country is in bad shape. These people that are in power want to take apart everything that has made this country what it is. Everything that built the middle class, they want to destroy. Because the middle class did not just happen. The middle class was created by government intervention in the marketplace. The government set the rules, said you have to pay people. You have to let people form unions, and they can strike for higher wages if they want. They can they set the rules for the 40-hour work week. You have to pay overtime if people work more than 40 hours. Somehow there's been a way around that one. So I don't know anybody who works 40 hours anymore. And they gave people cheap loans so they could get mortgages and own their own homes, and then they could borrow against the homes to send their kids to school. And they gave people, in the GI Bill, they gave millions of people almost a free education. And that's what created the professional class in this country, which built the suburbs and built the America that we know and that we love and that most of us grew up in and some of us lived a good part of our lives in. But that is all going to be undone by this crowd in Washington. That's got to be explained very clearly to the American people. And there's one more piece of the puzzle here that the Democrats have to jump on if they hope to take control, and that is what's going on in Iraq.
Breakfast where the news is read, television, children fed, unborn living, living dead.
That's right. Every day, another American soldier is killed in Iraq. It's a steady drumbeat of death. Our soldiers are tin ducks in a shooting gallery, sent there merely for the re-election of George Bush. Where are the weapons? Why were we lied to? Yes, people don't want to hear it. But we have to ask the question. It's a matter of truth. It's a matter of saying what's right, not what's popular. Will we ask those questions? We have to hold his feet to the fire.
Nestled in your hollow shoulder. The unknown soldier.
If these Democrats want to get anywhere, they have got to stand for what's right. Not just watch the polls, and they have to hold this man accountable for lying about getting us into a war merely for his own self-aggrandizement. The British aren't afraid to do that. The British news media is not afraid to ask the tough questions. The Democratic Party must do that. They cannot stand by and read the polls and say, well, it's not time yet to ask about where are the weapons of mass destruction. Let's just wait and see. Because it's not about weapons, it's about lying. And there is plenty of evidence already that this mob in Washington, in the Bush administration, knew that there were no massive arsenals of weapons aimed at America. They knew that, but they chose to say something else and lie to us. The phone number here is 800-825-5937. My name is Curtis Ellis, here for Peter Werbe, who's out celebrating his birthday. And I'm sorry I missed your name, but you're on the air. Joe.
Yes, sir. Curtis.
Go ahead. Hey, thanks for calling.
If this powder puff Democrats don't stand up to this chicken hawks, this country is going to be a third world country before we know it.
That's right. It's going to look like Brazil, where you got three people who have all the money, and the other 90,000 people don't have a what to piss to do what in. They don't have a pot to do what in.
And that Joe Lieberman is disgusting. He supports Bush.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's. I find Joe Lieberman more disgusting than almost anybody. He's more disgusting than Tom DeLay.
Yeah.
Tom DeLay, you know where he's coming from. Joe Lieberman is you pious, sanctimonious, self-righteous son of a gun. Just get out of my face. Get out of the Democratic Party. Just go someplace else.
He should get out of the Democratic Party, and so should Lieberman. Lieberman for sure. He should just get out of there.
Yeah. So what's going on in Santa Fe? What candidate do you like? Who do you think has got the cojones to stand up to these creeps? And
Kucinich or Dean?
Yeah, Dean is catching fire. And, you know, I was talking to somebody last night, and the other candidates, instead of saying, how can we get some of that fire that Dean has, now they're running against Dean. They're trying to say, oh, well, Dean can't win. No, they should be saying, they should be imitating him. That's what they should be doing.
Dean's got education. He's intelligent. And so does Kucinich. Those are the only two... ones that I have faith on.
Yeah. Yeah, very good. Well, thanks for calling.
All right, Curtis.
Take care.
Have a good
Be well.
Day.
Bless your heart. And there's somebody else there? John. John, you're on the air.
Yes, hello.
Hey, how you doing, John?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Where are you calling from?
Santa Fe.
Hey, beautiful Santa Fe. How's the weather out there these days?
It's actually almost like our monsoon season. Every afternoon it's clouding over and raining a little bit.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is, yeah, very promising. All the bumper stickers, visualized rain, I guess, is starting to have effect. Or maybe they hired an Indian in a trade for the casino taxes.
Very good. So what's on your mind today?
Well, I totally agree with, you know, your basic tack, which is we need leadership. When you talk about a leader, did you hear Ralph Nader the other day?
No, I didn't.
I heard. You can go to democracynow.org and catch it. It is a powerful speech.
Mm-hmm.
It was rebroadcast on Amy Goodman's show, and I don't know where he was giving the speech, but he was telling it like it is. Now, I would actually vote for him. The problem is, it isn't just telling it like it is isn't enough. In a leader, he may not be, you know, the best man as a president. I'm not sure. My candidate so far is Kucinich. He too is telling it like it is, and I believe he has character, and
right.
Probably the qualifications.
Well, what did Nader vote. Have to say in this speech? What was he? What was so compelling?
What did
Nader have to say that?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to see if I can turn my volume up because I can hardly hear you. Well, for example, well, he talked about the anti-Semitism thing. He really went down the list of of the five reasons that Bush gave for going into the war, and how all of them are fraud. He was getting ovations after one remark after another. He was basically talking about the corporate mentality and how it cheats, and then pointing out inconsistencies, really, in that whole approach. that is popular right now in our government, and saying that, you know, we need to acknowledge that it's all a fraud in order to make some changes. So he was demonstrating, saying very much what you're saying and what people on this IE America are saying. I can't believe that it's not being... I think it's getting so blatant, the masks are coming down, that it's actually good.
Yeah, that is good. And now it's a matter of somebody pointing it out and actually presenting an opposition. Because, you see, the reason they're dropping their masks is they think they own the field. These radical rightists think they have command of the entire field. So it doesn't matter. There is no opposition.
You know what it's called?
They believe their own PR.
You know what it's called?
What?
It's called hubris.
Yes, exactly. It's called hubris.
And think it could not come to this point unless they had a few Pyrrhic victories, unless it's starting to go to their head. That's why it's actually, I think, a very optimistic. I think a healing is trying to take place. I think what happens, or rather what is needed, is a character change in America. That's why I don't quite agree with the way you're phrasing this idea that Americans need a knockdown fight, you know, to get roused up with somebody. We've got to outgrow that. Martin Luther King didn't take that approach.
Well, let's put it this way. He did. He did, but he didn't. It was a nonviolent battle. It was a nonviolent battle. He was not afraid to confront power. And he sent children into the battle. He sent them into the teeth of Bull Connor's dogs. And he sent them into the fire hoses. And he said, when America sees a battle, they will come out on the side of the underdog. When they see righteous people fighting evil, they will know what to do. And before Martin Luther King joined the battle, America stood by and let evil rule. They let Jim Crow and segregation hold power. But when Martin Luther King joined the battle, and it was a nonviolent battle, so we're kind of mixing metaphors here.
Yes.
But he did fight, but he fought with nonviolent tactics.
Yes. In other words, I'm just against dirty politics. In other words, if they're playing dirty, so we should play dirty too. We've got to outgrow that whole approach.
But we have to realize what we're up against. We're up against people who are fighting dirty and will do anything, and we can't see. Gore made the fatal mistake of thinking that the process and the system will work. Well, what he discovered was he was up against a rigged system. And
let me ask you a question. Do you believe that anybody can get to the to run for president unless they're not already compromising their spirit because there's a power that's actually using both parties?
Well, they have to make compromises, but they don't have to compromise their spirit. I believe that there are a lot of compromises made along the way. Hey, thanks for your call, John. When we come back, James, we're going to be coming to your call at 800-825-5937. My name is Curtis Ellis. We are here for the next few minutes, so get in now.
You've supported her through every accomplishment in her life.
Cross, pull, I tied my shoes.
While your ultimate goal is to teach her to stand on her own.
Let go, I can do it.
There are things she just can't do without your support.
There were drugs and alcohol at the party.
Talk with the teens in your life. And if they're in substance abuse treatment and recovery, support them. Help them turn the hardest thing they've ever done into their greatest accomplishment. For information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
You don't want to miss the first pitch of the playoffs for the second year in a row, so you're probably scrambling for dinner. Hey, think fast. Think eggs, like an omelet with mushrooms, cheese, and tomatoes, or anything else you like. Omelets are delicious, easy to make, and ready in minutes. So you get to the game on time, see the first pitch, your team sweeps the playoffs, and goes on to win the championship. All thanks to the incredible edible egg. Think fast. Think eggs. For other quick dinner ideas, visit AEB.org, the American Egg Board.
Nice drive, Jim.
Thanks. You know, I wish my business plan was a straight. We just can't grow anymore with our current facility. I've looked at the price to build, but I'm afraid to spend the money.
Jim, I've known you since you've started your business. You succeeded because you made tough decisions and took risk.
Well...
Look, I had the same problem, but I called General Steel Corporation. The general helped me build my new office and warehouse, and I stayed within my budget. I couldn't believe the time and money I saved compared to traditional construction.
That's a steel building?
It sure is, but with the stucco and rock products provided provided by the general, you just can't tell. They engineered the building for this area and to fit my needs. When the economy rebounds, I'll be ready to gain market share.
Save time and money with a General Steel building. Call toll-free 1-866-96-STEEL. Whether you need a 40 by 60 for under $13,000 or a 60 by 200 for under $49,000, call 1-866-96-STEEL. If you need space, you need the General. Call 1-866-96-STEEL today.
Hi, this is Peter Werbe from the IE America Radio Network, wondering whether you've heard about In These Times magazine. A bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. Find out what you're missing. Visit them online at www.inthesetimes.com or call them toll-free at 1-800-827-0270.
Prepare to be astonished!
Okay, so just what is going on here, people?
Did you know that you can get the best of Progressive Talk Radio on Sirius Satellite Radio Stream 145?
Oh, really? Well, that's remarkable.
Monday through Friday on Sirius Satellite Radio Stream 145 is loaded with political talk radio from the other side.
Hurrah!
Kick it off your morning with Doug Steffens' Good Day from 5 a.m. till noon Eastern Time. Followed by the Tom Hartman Show from noon to 2 p.m. Then the Peter Werbe Show turns up the heat a little bit from 2 p.m. till 5 p.m.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good.
Family Talk with Dr. Mike Riera then takes the reins from 5 p.m. till 7. Followed by All American Talk Radio from 7 p.m. till 9. Then get ready to fire up your night with the Mike Malloy Show from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time, all live Monday through Friday on Sirius Satellite Radio Stream 145, powered by the only progressive talk radio network, i.e. America Radio Network.
So what do you want, a medal?
Well, isn't that special?
The Mike Malloy Show.
We are very lucky tonight to have joining us from California, Geneva, BartCop.com's resident astrologer. Can you tell us anything about George W. Bush's chart?
There was a lot of stuff in his chart. He's got a lot of aspects on his own that would indicate that he would be easily maneuvered into being a puppet, a front man, or people who have more of a scheme in mind like that.
He is a very weak man when you get right down to it, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Extremely weak-willed. What sort of looming obstacles might keep Bush from being reelected? Is he going to face some sort of impeachment, criminal charges? Can you elaborate?
Well, that would be nice. I mean,
you know, it would.
If they did it to Clinton with as little as they had to go on.
Oh, my God.
Why not?
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
We're back. It's the Peter Werbe Show with special guest host Curtis Ellis. Give Curtis a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Curtis.
Yeah, we just got a few minutes left here, so if you want to get into the discussion, you better call now. 800-825-5937. Number 12, you are on the air.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I love when Democrats bring up the 2000 election, specifically in Florida, and this is my opinion. If Democrats had done in Florida what the Republican protesters did, the Democrats called the Republicans that showed up and said, this is no good, we need to shut down this alleged recount, and the Democrats called them Republican thugs or bust-in operatives. Now, if the Democrats had done the same exact thing, who openly say they bust themselves into protests. If the Democrats had effectively shut down an allegedly Republican-controlled recount, it would be called effective activism.
Yeah, well, as I said, if the Republicans are going to bus in their activists and wave fists and bang on doors and try to shut down a recount, the Democrats should put together a bigger mob. I'm all for mob rule.
It just seems like they're bitter that they're more effective than all their WTO protests, because the WTO protests, they always get gassed and beat up by police, but the Republicans are actually able to shut down the alleged recount. And I think it seems like they're just envious that they were more effective in that particular instance.
Well, as I've been saying all afternoon, man, the Democrats have to fight. They have to get up there and fight and realize that it's not a polite Tea Party. That you
okay,
got to fight for what you want. And I have nothing against, you know, I do think my only criticism of the Republicans and that stupid little riot they had is that those people were, I didn't like the way they looked, you know, they had their little ties and jackets and khaki pants on, man. They should have had, you know, leather and brass knuckles. Then I would have liked them more.
So you're saying you didn't like them because they had suit and ties as opposed to dreadlocks and patchouli, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, have a good day, man. See you later.
You too. Take care. It's been fun here, folks. Peter Werby is celebrating his birthday, and we've just been chewing the fat here while he's gone getting lap dances from his wife or strippers or whatever he's been doing, blowing out candles, eating vegetarian birthday cake. He'll be back tomorrow, though, and actually I'll be back there with my entertainment report on his show. Tell you all about the Hulk. I saw that movie, The Hulk. I'll tell you what I think tomorrow. In the meantime, let's remember that politics is war by other means, and we got to fight. It's a nonviolent war, but that means we got to stand for something. And right now, what we're standing for is nothing less than freedom and democracy in America. My name's Curtis Ellis. It's been a lot of fun being here with you, and I will be talking with you again soon. Have a great evening.
You've been listening to The Peter Werby Show on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Hi, I'm Steven Sack, and I host the Employees Lawyer Show on IE America Radio Network. We take calls from people all over the United States, and we help them in their job problems. So if you ever wondered what job rights you have and how to fight back, I'm the guy to call.
Listen to Steven at his new time on Sundays from 9 a.m. until noon and rebroadcast from 9 p.m. till midnight.
For more information on my show or other shows on the IE America Radio Network, go to IEAmericaRadio.com. It's the best advice I can give.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America.